It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I take vitamins and that's it. I don't shit. I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on them. Goodbye.
Matt.
Why don't you just shake like a leaf and get out of here?
Steve.
If the dude is going to fucking fuck me in the ass, it's not going to be 75, right?
And Vaughn.
Tell it like it's like the communist. Tell it like communism. Slowly and softly.
What?
Oh, that's how it got out, baby.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Your phone is ringing, la di da do, da di da do do. Your phone is ringing, la di da do, da 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 do. Dinkle dongle, dinkle dongle, someone's calling you, Kool-Aid.
I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eyes. And that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh!
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her.
What would you say? What did you do here?
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Hello.
Hi.
See Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com is a website. CringeHumorRadio.com. Broadcasting live. After, what was it, 2 weeks?
Yeah, this is the first live show in 2 weeks.
Crazy. Crazy
live.
Shit. And it's phone number crazy. 732-917-0456. 732-917-0456. If you wanna give us a call. Where's yeah.
You're is really Vaughn in the
low.
Chat?
No. No one's in the chat yet.
Because it's not there.
Yeah, we got a big problemo.
Well, I'm Vaughn. Derek. With me as always is Matthew. We have Steve number uno.
Yes, I'm back from the dead.
Horn Lauren. And no Vaughn.
In absentia.
No call, no show. Wow. Usually, where I come from, no call, no show, no job.
Yeah,
that's what I
do. That's what I do. He's trying to move into my deal,
yeah.
And I don't like
yeah,
it.
Steve's deal.
And
it's
not cool.
Not very like Vaughn to do that. Usually he gives us a call. He'll give us... Well, actually, you know what? I think he did... Wasn't he going to Cannibal Corpse or something today?
That's tomorrow with
me. Tomorrow with Steve.
Oh. And I told him, dude, you can bitch out of the show, but don't bitch out tomorrow, because then I have a ticket with nobody to go with.
That's true.
Faggot. So if you're listening, you fat piece of shit, you better show up to one or the other.
Yeah.
And he's not here, so.
And that's the bottom line.
I guess he made his choice.
Well, honestly, I would say the most likely scenario is Vaughn's dead.
Well, it's very possible.
It
very
is, possible. Because, I mean, it's not like him to not
He
call.
Does not do this.
I'm kind of wondering if he choked on a chicken nugget, maybe.
He could have been.
It could be something as grim as that.
I've never experienced him to just...
Maybe he got a piece of cartilage in the chicken nugget.
Could have. I've had that before.
Choked on a little bit, which is really the only real time you realize you're eating real chicken.
Yeah.
Is when you get a piece of cartilage, and I think they just throw it in there. Just yeah. To, yeah.
It looks like a little baby
oh,
tooth.
Oh, you got a piece of cartilage from our real chicken
it's
breasts.
True. It's true.
It's probably just like it's a piece true. Of like rubber.
it usually looks like a little baby tooth.
Yeah.
A little tiny. I remember I got one in a chicken nugget when I was like, let's say 8 or 9, roughly. And I wasn't allowed to have chicken nuggets from McDonald's for until I could go like by myself. Yeah,
I'm sorry, but Matt's life is a it's a series of you weren't allowed to do this.
Basically, yeah.
Until the next,
when the most minor incident happens, that would say like you know you might want to think twice.
It didn't even have to happen to you, I bet, right?
No, probably. Some
kid in California choked on something. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, we're not buying that anymore.
When the kid James got hit by the car.
Oh, that's right.
That's why his mother had a shit fit about him like walking across the highway.
Yep.
Because that kid was an asshole. He probably ran through when the light was still red. Mm-hmm. He deserved to get hit.
Sure. No, you don't do that.
Faggot.
And his name's James. I don't think I've ever been friends with a person named James. Good. I don't like them.
These are shady. Shady people.
Yeah, aren't they shady?
Yeah.
Yep.
James are... There's like one James that really isn't shady that we went to school with. But other than that...
I got a couple new listeners.
Okay.
Dan. I want to shout out to Dan and his gay friends that he lives with.
Wow.
Okay, I guess they're not listening.
No, he's definitely he's fucking all over my dick.
Want to say hello and goodbye to our listeners.
Yeah.
Required.
No, they're all pretty gay, but it's cool. I love them all for being gay.
That's pretty gay.
Maybe that's where Vaughn is, in
could
the big
be.
Gay pile.
I think Webmaster Mike is in attendance at home.
Hello, tonight. Mike. We miss you.
So far as I know.
Please join the chat or something. Yes. Let us know you're alive.
Give us a call.
Maybe he's got Vaughn hostage.
I don't think anyone won Vaughn. Hostage or no?
Well, without Vaughn, we don't have any newspapers. So,
well, here's the thing: you take Vaughn hostage, and what are you going to get in return? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep him.
Nothing. Yeah,
you might get a ham sandwich. That's about it.
I doubt it. I'd rather a ham sandwich than Vaughn.
You're more likely to get the ham sandwich that Mama Cass choked on, vomited back up from her dead corpse, than getting Vaughn.
Yeah.
Talk about obscure.
Well, technically, she didn't choke on the ham sandwich.
No, she choked on her vomit, right?
She choked on her vomit.
Good.
Good. I know. I love it.
She vomited up a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Speaking of almost dying, I was relating a story before. I mean, it's not very interesting, but just I'm driving down the Parkway and doing my normal 70. You know, whatever.
Parkway is a major highway here in Jersey.
Yes, I'm sorry.
For all you Texans.
Excuse me. It's an intrastate
for all
highway.
You Texans. I'm sure they got plenty of...
And Australians with your roundabouts.
Just, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you.
That's all right.
It's the crazy Hell Hitler guy from Texas. Calls us on our Skype, I think every day.
Really?
I think he thinks it's like my phone. Because every time I open up Skype, it's like, you have 5 new voicemails.
And it's always
and
between,
it's just,
yeah.
It's the same number, and it's just like... Like, it's just him, like, hanging up.
Is it always between 10 and midnight?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, he called on Tuesday, even though we didn't have a show.
Yeah.
Oh, but he sucked your ass. Ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's going on, man? Hail Hitler.
He's a diligent member.
Yeah, he is.
Did you hear about that, Steve?
You told me that he called up, that he called up, and he was, like, going on, I love the show, and then he was like, Hitler. What?
What?
Excuse me? Thanks for listening to the Risk.
Oh, that wasn't live. I forgot.
Oh, it was recorded?
That's right, because we weren't live that day. Yeah, I'll see you guys later. I'll see you guys later. And what?
Oh, God, I hate Jews.
Can't we hear what he's saying?
Literally.
He's like,
literally.
Who brought Das Hitler?
He's like, I can see him like running down to his basement. Yeah. nothing, Mom.
Hell Hitler.
Oh.
Maybe it's Steve Cast.
Wow.
Track this down.
Hell Hitler.
I love the Fuhrer.
God.
Interesting thing I saw on a news ticker on News 12 New Jersey. Oh, no. I don't know any more about the story. I haven't read into it, but
okay.
Speaking of Nazis and stuff, not that I have a fleeting interest in it or anything.
No.
But I saw that in Georgia they're trying to deport,
God.
A man who was a Nazi dog handler.
What did he do?
First of all, how old is he? And how much of a threat is he
to
Georgia?
Okay, think about it. If in 1940 he was 20.
Minimum, 20.
Let's do the math. What is it now, 2007? Mm-hmm. He's 87.
Yeah.
He's probably near death.
Yep.
He's probably going to that great, concentration camp in the sky. So, I mean...
Concentration camp office in the sky.
he's going to clean up dog dew in that big fucking...
He could have been like a clerk. You know, or like a bookkeeper, so to speak.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah.
I could see if he was feeding dog shit to, like, Jews. I mean, that would be a little different.
I can see.
I can understand they might be a little irritated by that. but I mean, just, you know, patrolling the border. I don't know. Just stuff like that irks me. Every now and then you hear that kind of shit. You know, they're trying to deport this person
but
from, like, World War II. Like,
but, I mean, is he a citizen?
I guess so. And actually, in the same breath, in the same newspaper, well, actually, this was in the newspaper the same day, rather, I saw that the government has to release records of their cooperation with war criminals, Japanese and German, after the war.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, in one respect, they're, you know, dealing with these people who they would otherwise be trying to, like, you know, put on trial and, you know, accusing all this shit of. And then the next one is like some guy like 80 years later. They're like, oh, gee, you know what? Hey, yeah, you remember that time you were walking around the camp with the dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah, that was great.
Mm-hmm. Where are you taking your house? You're going back to Germany.
No.
You're going to jail, son. You're going to jail, son.
He could have been putting on a show, like a dog show, like tricks and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, who knows?
Could have been, you know, entertaining.
Could have been feeding his dog some juice.
He could have been.
Who's really going to miss him?
I got a
what?
Text from Vaughn.
Uh-oh.
And I forgot. He did tell us.
What did he say?
Henry Rollins at Starland Ball.
Oh, Henry Rollins.
Fuck that.
I want to go see Henry. What the fuck am I doing here?
All right, go ahead.
All right, take care, Derek.
I'll take over.
Yeah.
He is pretty cool.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, spoken word.
He never told me, so I don't know.
He told us. I knew it was something. I just forgot.
Henry.
So Vaughn's alive. Don't be alarmed, folks.
He might not really be, but
well, speaking
he could
of,
be Henry
speaking
Rollins.
Of people being absurd in Georgia,
oh, God.
School officials in Georgia are standing by decision to run a controversial column in a paper.
Oh, no.
District officials are standing by a Marietta High School principal's decision not to censor an opinion piece calling homosexuality one of biology's reproductive errors, despite high-profile media attention describing the furor caused by the article. Furor?
Furor?
I always want to say furor, but...
It's furor.
It is.
Is it furor?
It's furor.
Okay. Okay. All right. A column by Carlton J. Kell, high school senior Thomas Benjamin, appeared in this year's first edition of the school, and it describes arguing that homosexuality is a medical disorder as much as Down syndrome.
Well, it occurs about as frequently. Yeah.
I can't tell you the most. I saw the most sickening, useless retard today. on a side note, I work with. I mean, there's one or two that work there, and Dan knows what I'm talking about.
Oh God!
But I saw one today. He was in a wheelchair with that perpetual like smile on his face, his giant fucking head. He had useless arms. He looked like a T-Rex in a wheelchair wearing Adidas pants.
Oh,
I've never seen anything like it before. And I heard, yeah, and he just goes, ah! Like, he just makes some retarded, like, bellow.
Wow.
Are you sure he wasn't just gay?
No.
Yeah, he could have
been. Like, yeah, it's like, he has, like, two sounds for happiness and sadness, and that's it. It's like, eh.
He has less vocal oscillations than a dog.
My dog, like, I can think more. I can, like, communicate better with my dog than this useless
do
shit
more.
Piece of shit. And I wonder, like, why? I mean, if you had a retard like that bad, it's one thing to have like an autistic kid, or you know, like you have a kid and they like they get into an
accident.
Because
like, sometimes they have a really special skill.
Well, yeah,
something
exactly.
That other people
they could
don't.
Be, you know, a math,
which
whiz
would
or something.
Be, in my opinion, differently abled.
Okay,
exactly.
But not in the situation
yeah,
where
autistic kids are not necessarily retarded.
No,
they're
not
just
retarded.
They operate on like a different plane than we do.
Yeah,
they
that's
see
differently
things
abled, but not. Not like down.
Not
syndrome.
Shitting
oh,
yourself
no.
Every 5 minutes
abled.
Like he's about to. I think that this is going to segue into another time.
Derek. Derek has to be very careful. Much like working on an injury in the ring, Derek has to be very careful
I
when
do.
He farts on the show tonight
yeah.
because.
I've been shitting blood.
He had,
and it fucking reeks in here.
Either
right now.
He has
you fucking nasty pig.
Either he has colon polyps or he has an anal fissure.
Colon who?
Polyps.
I thought it was Powell.
No.
Hi-yo.
Or what I think is probably an anal fissure. Derek probably took a massive dump sometime the other day. one of those ones that you don't think is going to come out. You might have to come back a little later.
He's pissing blood out of his ass. That's so horrible.
Was it dark blood or was
no,
it
No, it was
pink?
Red.
Matt MD over here.
Was it pink or was it dark?
It was red.
Red? Yeah. Red? A lot of it?
No.
Okay.
Just a little on the like on the toilet paper and a little
You'll
on
be all right.
Yeah, and
That's
I've had
an
it
anal
before.
Fissure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had black, believe me.
Anal.
tar, like tar consistency.
Yes.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
That's like bowel cancer.
Happened for like a week and a half.
That's
and I had an appointment with a doctor. Went there,
and then he had a disappointment coming in.
It was very weird because I called up the doctor's office and I said, you know, I have a problem. I need to see a doctor. And she's like, well, we can't get you until next week. I said, oh,
might not make.
I was
it.
Like, it's kind of an emergency, but not really. Like,
can
I
have
no.
Some of that?
I said, it's not really time sensitive. Don't talk into the mic about that shit. Sorry. It's not really time sensitive, but it's something I really want to get looked at. And she's like, well, what's the problem? I said, well, I have blood in my stool. And she went, oh. And she's like, well, I can get you an appointment tomorrow, but it's with a female doctor.
Oh, it's not my blood.
Yeah.
A female doctor. That make you a little squeamish?
No, I was just like, you know what? Whatever.
That's awesome.
Care. Yeah. She's butch, but... It's not like she's this young hot thing. She's like in
not gonna happen.
Late 30s, and she's like 6'7". Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Peter Steele's a proctologist.
What's going on?
Yeah. So I was just like, whatever. I don't care. I want someone to look at it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I don't know if she looked at the what how was going on and was like, no, thank you. But I got the male doctor.
You want me to look
when
at
I
your ass?
Showed up, he was like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, oh, yeah.
So what did they say?
Well, the day I went there, it stopped.
Okay.
So there was nothing to test, mm-hmm. of course. And so it basically, from what I told him, he said I probably had some sort of a ulcer or was bleeding out in the stomach. He said just keep an eye on it. And it never came back.
Yeah. If you were bleeding from the stomach, it would last a lot longer than that.
Yeah. Well, it lasted for like a week and a half.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah. All right, wait. Question. Ooh. What exactly is an anal fissure?
It's just like a tear in the lining of your intestine. Towards the exit.
Yeah.
Normally when the blood's not in your stool, it's like rectal hemorrhoids.
Or that.
It could be.
That's normally what
I mean,
it is.
If Derek wants to get up and drop him, we can take a look. But I'm not really, you know, I'm good. So.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Nothing out of the ordinary on the surface.
Okay, great.
I would have noticed that.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah.
My hemorrhoids, damn it. Mm-hmm. So that's my asshole.
Does he burn? for all you.
That's my asshole.
Well, it's important for people to know that these things happen.
So yeah, if you're shitting blood right now, listen to our show. Don't worry, you'll be fine.
You're fine as long as it's red. If it's red,
the darker it is, the worse off you are.
If you're shitting Guinness, then you got a problem.
Yeah. You got 2 weeks left.
I had like Mississippi mud coming.
Whoa!
Out.
Yeah.
Oh. Isn't that ice cream at like? Chubby's
but then eventually. Ew.
Oh no! Then eventually,
eventually it started becoming intertwined with regular, normal color.
Yeah.
So it was like it was dying out. So I had this. I had the black.
It was petering out. Rubik's cube of shit.
Yeah, because I had the black bile up here, and I guess it was mixing with regular non-blood. Mm-hmm. So it was like almost like marble.
Wow.
Yeah.
Marble
it was like
madness.
Those old countertops at McDonald's.
Yeah. I had a tin ashtray on it.
Fuck.
Remember those things?
Yes.
Those are awesome. They still have those in Philly.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Awful.
Well, not anymore because they don't smoke in Philly anymore, but they used to. And it was such a blast in the past. I remember when I went to college, I went to the McDonald's, and they had the little gold ashtrays.
Yes.
The little silver, like, disposable ashtrays. I was like, wow.
I'm sorry. I wish I got that burp on Mike more because it sounded like...
It was very
acidy. It sounded like you were tripping the starter on a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like... Anyway. So that's enough about Derek's.
Christine Tripp D's in the house.
Representing. Haven't heard that name in a while.
In the Chizat.
You know what? Actually, never mind.
Anyway, back to that story we were talking about before.
Yeah, what were we talking about before?
We jumped back to the retards because Derek farted and it segued into Derek's anal fissure or polyps or hemorrhoids or bowel cancer or whatever it is. We were talking about the retard that you saw.
Yeah, and you know what? I've discussed this with another friend of mine. Think about how much funding goes into educating, quote-unquote, retards, okay? Mm-hmm. Every time, you know,
differently able.
Every levels of school you're in, there's always retards. More or less, it depends. But think about how much more that money would go, how much further it would go if it was helping to educate people who are actually going to accomplish something in their life other than wiping their own ass when they're 25.
It's true. It's kind of like trying to plug up a black hole. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's just something that kind of irks me.
I hear you.
I don't have like this horrible like hatred for okay, yeah, I do. But I mean, I hate retards, but like not in a malicious way. It's just
you're not going to like walk up to one and be like, "Hey, you fucking retard, get out of my way."
It's more like pity, you know? It's you're sad, you're worthless. Like, mm-hmm. You know, I feel bad for you. Yeah. I'm not, so I can't relate to you. I mean, you know,
I still help them out and stuff, you know.
Some are better than others.
I make them feel comfortable and everything, but I don't have to be told what to call them. Although Derek's ass has to say something about this.
Oh, no.
What happened? What's going on? No, go ahead.
Oh, anyway.
It's on the way.
Retards are, they're always among us. And Derek's...
Tards among
us. He's really...
He looks kind of disappointed. His stomach hurts. Uh-oh. No White Castle tonight.
He has to be careful. He doesn't want to be
White
spraying.
Castle tonight?
Yeah. He doesn't want to be spraying blood.
Oh, I know. God. I'm spray painting my underwear.
Whoa.
Oh, red.
No. Fatality.
Anality.
All right, so we got any good stories? New stories? Anything good?
No.
You don't have anything.
Well, anyway,
the
retard story spawned from something Derek was discussing.
Yes. Yeah, so to speak.
And we weren't completely finished with that.
I'm sorry.
So go ahead.
What was that? What were we talking about? That was
basically it. And how the principal was sticking to his decision to keep that opinion piece in the school newspaper, even though it offended students and activists and whatnot.
Yeah.
So good for him for keeping it in there.
I don't
think it belongs in a school newspaper, per se.
Yeah.
If it were like a regular newspaper, sure, but like
it would
newspaper,
be less likely, I think, to get into a regular newspaper nowadays.
It would be, nowadays. Yeah. But I think they'd have more of an argument if it were in a regular newspaper.
Considering like 25 years ago, it was, according to science, a mental disorder.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it had to be changed.
What, being gay?
Yeah. Or at least some kind of abnormality.
I still think so. I really don't. I don't believe you're born gay.
I would like to read the article just to see how.
There's much to it. That's basically
really.
It. Yeah.
The actual what the person wrote.
Yeah.
I would like to see, you know, how in depth they go, because I guarantee you, if somebody wants to submit something like that, they've done their research. That's really like ballsy.
Or they're just trying to break balls. Oh. It is a high school.
Yeah.
I think
it could possibly be a very intelligent person.
A little different down there.
Could be like Lex Luger's kid or something.
Wow.
what were you talking about Kurt Hennig's daughter?
What?
Was that
Kurt Hennig's daughter?
Kurt Hennig.
Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect.
To those who aren't marks.
Yeah, I just happened... No, God, we're going to talk about wrestling here.
We're talking about...
Uh-oh.
No, I just happened to be going through the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And his whole family comes up, and they accept the award for him because he's dead.
Yeah.
And I just happen to notice he has, two sons and two daughters, and one of the daughters has got huge tits.
Are they real?
Yeah.
Are they a perfect 10?
So, like, instead of getting those high cheekbones like Kurt got...
Oh, she's got those, too.
She
got the package like he had, too?
Did she get the chubby cheeks like him?
Yeah.
The big bulge?
The one son and she look exactly like him. Mm. The other two, I guess, look like more like the mother.
With the poodle hair and
kinda, yeah.
Chewing the gum with the chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah. They all come up and spit out the gum and slap it into the audience.
The son is like a Randy Orton looking Mr. Perfect.
He's all jacked and shit.
Yeah, not exactly. He looks like him, though. He does. He's got that same smirk about him. They're from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, white power. Perfect power.
Anyway, yeah. So you just wanted to play the Mr. Perfect theme?
Well, no, I thought there was something about her. I thought you looked her up or something.
Oh, yeah, she's on MySpace. Yeah.
Oh, she is.
Oh, shocking.
Oh. Does she do anything, or is it just...
It's just pictures of her at, like, parties, like, touching black and Spanish guys. So.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
This is Bang Bros?
Yeah, basically Bang Bros, Minnesota. Yeah.
I'm sure Kurt would be proud.
Yeah.
I doubt
it. Oh, very. He was probably a fucking blatant racist.
Yeah, you could definitely tell he was.
He was a perfect racist.
He was a perfect... He had the perfect personality.
See the noose I hung that nigger with?
Wow.
That was perfect.
Oh, good. We're getting into the part that you never hear.
What's that?
This part of his theme that you never hear.
I know. This is the first time I heard it when I downloaded it.
It's getting kind of gay, so I wouldn't mind if you turned it off.
Then it almost like starts playing in reverse.
It goes back into it.
All the notes go up, like down instead of up.
Yeah. Perfect racist.
Anyway, the perfect theme.
My
music.
Slurs are perfect.
He who slurs and runs away lives to slur another day.
Wow. What does that mean?
King Koopa. Love it.
That was a callback from another show.
Oh, did we do that on another
yes.
show?
Because we were talking about King Koopa, how he would always call the Mario Brothers different... He would call them like Marinara Munchkins.
Dago Wop Guinea.
Yeah, hey, you fucking Dagos. And then he would call them like 2-bit tortellini tasters.
That's fucking not made up, folks. That's
what
real.
He would call them. And we thought it would be real. Funny if they would have just done an outtake.
Little fucking guinea pigs.
You goddamn guineas. Or something like that. And then the he who slurs and runs away thing was great. Because he'd always do that quote at the end.
It'd be funny if he was fighting Captain Planet, so he'd have like a different nationality to make fun of.
Fuck yeah. Thank you, rice burning gook, piece of gook shit, zipperhead fucking gook.
And here's Koopa, who's like a dragon.
I know. I'm not even like a good looking, like an overweight dragon.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like from Brooklyn. And
yes.
He's got a bad attitude.
Yes, they all have the Yankee accents, they call it in the cartoon, and most of their material is all based around stereotypes.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad ones too.
Yes.
Yeah. Like associating Hindus with gooks and shit.
Well, there's that one episode where Luigi has a rice hat on. They're in Japan and he's carrying everybody in a rickshaw. So they have the Japanese stereotypes. They have the rice hat, which is Chinese, and the rickshaw, which is Hindu. All in one scene.
And they wonder.
And then there was Dr. T. Garden.
That was the gook guy's name.
It should just be called the Raging Stereotype really Brothers.
The Super Stereotype Brothers. And slurring's a game.
Oh, God.
Yoshi's really like a Brazilian.
What?
Like a fucking Japanese name, but he's just some fucking gang member from Sao Paulo.
What? All right, now we're just getting crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They can remember the tongues.
Yoshi's fucking Haitian.
What?
He's fucking extra dark. You don't even see him on the fucking screen.
All right, I'm putting an end to this.
Oh, we can't talk about it no more?
You ruined it.
Damn.
I'm Yoshi's a Haitian.
I'm a little,
Doesn't make sense. Though nothing does compare to the Super Mario Brothers movie.
What?
John Leguizamo.
I've never actually even seen it.
Really? Oh, I have it on DVD.
Wow.
Dennis Hopper as King Koopa.
What exactly were the Goombas?
They were like giant. They had this weird machine that de-evolutionized you. So they were people. Oh, no. Were they? Yes.
Okay.
They were people.
They had these
and they would
tiny
put these,
little heads.
They would put this helmet on you and they would de-evolutionize your head. So it would shrink into a little lizard head.
Okay.
And those were the Goombas, but they had regular bodies.
Imagine a human body with like a snake's head on.
I've seen it, but I've never watched the movie. But I've seen like little pieces.
And
it was bizarre.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they couldn't have giant like mushrooms attacking, you know, the Mario Brothers. It was basically like a mafia movie.
Yeah.
Made in like, I don't know.
It's basically just terrible and never worth mentioning ever.
Like
again.
Instead of actually having him be able to jump, they were like these special boots
that he found in this
underground city.
Which was pointless.
He made a ba-bomb out of like a bar
that's
soap.
Right,
oh, Fight Club.
Shit. It was just bizarre. Yeah,
horrible.
And the princess was just some like Brooklyn princess. Yeah. Like,
if you ever want to be really disappointed with a movie, just watch Super Mario Brothers. Like if you're like you're just dying, like I want to see a really terrible movie.
I just want
to
see.
I want to be let down. I want to have an empty, bad feeling tonight. I want to go to sleep like with endless thoughts running through my head. Like why? Why did that happen?
I mean, the very opening of the movie.
Awful.
It's an awful, like almost like a Mario Paint cartoon.
Yep.
Of like dinosaurs.
Yep.
And it was just like, in the beginning, there was dinosaurs. Like, and then this comet hit it, and they all died. And it was like,
Produce Pete is the narrator.
Basically, yeah. It really is. I got to get clips from that, because I have
Produce Pete would have been a better King Koopa.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Give me that fan. God. I'm sweating.
But anyway.
Because of this rum. Oh, my God.
I only saw that movie once. And it was on maybe like HBO when it like right after it came out. I didn't see it in the theater.
Oh yeah,
I didn't like. Oh,
suck that dick.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yes, but I don't know. You going for clips there or something?
Yeah, I'm gonna see if maybe they have the intro.
Oh God.
I thought we were done with this bullshit topic.
And there were dinosaurs.
Let me see if we can get some audio here.
I already hate
a
it.
Long, long time ago, the Earth was ruled by dinosaurs. They were big, so not a lot of people went around hassling them. Actually, no people went around hassling them because
they were big.
There weren't any people yet. Just the first tiny mammals.
These all cartoons.
Life was good.
No, it just don't get no better than this.
That's a brontosaurus. Yeah, Brooklyn, 65 million years
then
ago.
Then something happened. A giant meteorite struck the Earth. Goodbye, dinosaurs. But what if the dinosaurs weren't all destroyed?
Yeah,
what if
and then it goes into the plot. The dinosaurs, like, ended up underground, and that's where these, like, Koopas and Goombas came from.
And basically, the meteorite hit, and it managed to, like, imprint the script for this movie into the side of a mountain.
Yep.
And they just, they used it.
Oh, and you know where the meteor hit and made them go underground?
Oh, no.
Brooklyn.
Of course.
Duh.
Of course.
Brooklyn. Of course.
Unbelievable.
That was Mario Mario and Luigi Mario. The Mario,
Mario.
Brothers. What's your last name? Mario. How about you? Luigi. What's your last name? Mario.
Awful.
Oh, really bad. Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo was Mario?
No,
he was Luigi.
He was Luigi.
What? Yeah.
Because John Leguizamo is Italian.
Yeah.
John Leguizamo is a barely funny spick. And that's all I have to say about it.
He's not funny.
Wow. I got a wow out of these two. That's pretty good.
I like John Leguizamo.
I don't.
I mean, he's like, you know.
I like his stand-up.
I don't, and I'll tell you why. I went into New York to see Primus live, and we had to wait outside of whatever, I think Roseland Ballroom. And he was doing a tour, like a theater tour.
Yeah.
So they had this preview video, like, outside the venue, and we were standing right next to it for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it was the same, like, five clips from his show, over, hand over, hand over. And it was, we were just all sitting there going, oh my God, somebody please stop.
Yeah.
Even if it was good, it could have been Carlin. And we would have been like, all right, we get it.
Yeah,
a place to put your stuff. Great. But it was John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
It was just over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Two hours. He just doesn't do it for me.
No.
Sorry.
I just wanted to kill him.
What was that show that he had?
Oh God!
I don't know.
Like the In Living Color ripoff.
Yeah. He had a movie
it
too.
It was called
like a Spanish In Living Color.
It was, and it had like a silly name.
Do
you remember it?
I remember.
It had that
about
one Spanish guy who, like, all his comedy was just like him just going like,
"I'm Spanish."
That's all he did. He never really said much. He always did like this kind of lazy kind of ratio stance.
Stephen Wright.
It's in here. Like, it's, I'm almost.
Yeah,
like,
I kind of vaguely remember.
Yeah, like, I know what it is. I can't get it out, but it's terrible.
It's bad.
It's just a memory.
Maybe you're thinking of Steam Pipe Alley.
No.
Nope.
up your Steam
Pipe.
Let's look it up.
Night of the Living Dead or the new one? I don't know.
I know he did something recently.
Yeah,
who, John Leguizamo or
Mario? Yeah, John Leguizamo.
Mario.
No, Mario Cantone.
Mario Van Peebles.
Oh, Mario Cantone.
Yeah. Steam Pipe.
He does that
he does that
comedy.
Holy shit, I'm gay. Everyone look at me.
Yeah,
wow.
He's so I like.
And then I go.
Oh no.
Sorry, Steve.
Oh. That was a butt hiccup.
That's so good.
A butt hiccup.
It was a buck up.
A buck up. That faggot Mario Cantone. I saw him on a one of those American Idol type shows for comedians.
Ugh.
And so, like, they come on and they have to, like, do something.
Last Comic Standing.
I think that's the same one. And, like, who is he to judge other comics?
Stop it.
Like,
enough with the fan, Jesus.
That smells awful.
Terrible.
It's not just flatulence. It's my livelihood here. I'm dying right now. I'm sweating and I feel like I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
I'm fine.
Excellent.
So, what were we talking about?
Yeah, some fact. Oh, my God. I can't even think straight now. I can't even see straight.
Want me to just go on to the next story?
Please, because this is going nowhere.
Well, we were talking about retards before.
Yes.
And I consider these people retards. Conjoined twins.
The British?
Is it those little 17-year-olds?
No.
Are they hot?
This is 1-year-old conjoined twins, Emma and Taylor. They share a heart and a liver.
Aww. Oh, really?
And the mother wanted to take their daughters to a cross-country flight to visit relatives and was frustrated because she was told she would have to buy an extra seat.
I was hoping you said they have to go on separate planes.
No, they wanted her to purchase two tickets for her conjoined twins.
That's very interesting.
Her one-year-old conjoined twins who share a heart and a liver.
Where are they attached?
Looks like the stomach.
Okay.
Or chest.
I was hoping the pussy.
Wow.
Maybe the pussy. If your heart was in your pussy, I would say yeah.
Well, mine is.
Well, the two-headed monster thing is it's just one person with two heads.
Why is that thing alive?
I don't know.
Why is it not working in like a gravel pit somewhere?
Have you ever heard about that?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is two girls.
It is essentially. All right. Picture from like if you took a pan from like the feet up. Once you get to about the rib cage, they kind of like explode outward, and they have like a torso like from the ribs out that's about a quarter bigger than it should be, and literally two heads on one body. They share virtually everything.
Wow.
One controls one side, the other controls the other side. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Can I see
ridiculous.
A picture?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
You can. Just, Derek, just search for the incredible story of conjoined twins. And it should come up.
Oh, okay. Is that exact, Matt? Do you have that? Like?
Well, I saw a video
very
of it,
precise.
And that's what it was called. Yeah. You can't forget that.
That's true. Yeah. Now, when you showed it to me, I was both sickened and slightly exhilarated by it.
Yeah, a little
bit
aroused.
How old are they now?
They're like 17 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Females, males?
Females.
Two chicks. Oh, okay. I've
yeah,
seen
uh-huh.
All right, let me look
this. This is horrific. Lauren, you're not ready for
you might
this.
Puke.
No, it's not that bad, is it?
They're pretty gross.
It's a person with two heads.
All right, well...
Of course, the one picture I
got naturally
out there.
I don't remember what their names are.
Dingle dongle, dingle dongle.
They live out like in the Midwest.
Thank God.
And they're like, they're sitting at the desk in the video, and the one is like writing, and the other's looking up, asking questions, and they have complete independent thought, like in control. You know, they have like two hearts, like two and a half lungs, or like three and like something lungs. Yeah.
An orgasmic gasp is what you'll probably get.
Let me look at
I didn't get a full-size picture yet.
All right. I think I'm trying saw to, a little tiny.
Well, let me. This was... It won't come up, but this is the one you're talking about.
Matt's
right?
trying to sneak a
that's
look
not
as
it,
though...
Is it?
That's
it's not his wallpaper on his phone.
But it won't...
No, it's not coming up.
It's not there.
All right, well, there's just...
Let me search for their names, whatever the hell they are. Was it Mary-Kate and Ashley? Is that what that is?
But like the one's head is like kind of straight up and the other's like pretty much Igor like sideways.
Yeah.
And the thing is like it'd be one thing if they were completely like revolting looking girls, but they're not. So that means there's gonna be guys who are attracted to them.
Well, the head just kinda looks like a growth on the side.
Yeah.
It's
but it's a full head.
Kinda trippy.
Perfect for face fucking. Like you don't even
Dude, like
am I wrong here? Tell me if I'm wrong here. Come on. It's just kind of like one, and then one, like...
Like, literally, at night, they said one of them will have to wake up and have the urge to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
So that means they have to wake the other one up in order to go to the bathroom at night.
All right,
because they have
picture.
Independent...
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's basically just two heads on one body.
That is... Wow.
Yeah, and their faces are, for the most part, normal.
The one on the one side is better looking than the other one, but
as if you can't tell, Matt has studied this thoroughly.
Well, I just looked at a big picture of them.
That one?
But they look better now than they did in the video from a couple years ago.
Oh my god!
Which are this one?
So I don't know.
Oh, that's too
close. What are their names?
All done up. All right, now you can see as they're getting older, they're starting to show a little bit of. I don't know. It almost looks like their faces are being stretched either way.
So they're Slavic.
Yeah, they're starting to like droop a little. I wonder if they're like losing control of their facial muscles or something.
I don't know. I can't imagine them living much longer.
They look like they both had a stroke on either side of their face.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could imagine them like moving around is like going to like kind of tug a little bit on the skin a lot. So they probably just have naturally like
Abigail looking. And Brittany Hensel.
That's it. Hensel.
Abigail.
Yes, and I have seen them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're gross.
I like Britney. I like Britney. It's a good slutty name.
Yeah, like Britney Spears. But so now this one just looks fake.
I know, right? Some
like,
of them just look
it almost
absolutely
looks like,
fake.
It looks like there's just a girl with her head on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a joke picture, like...
Like in this one, you could tell it's like this girl's body and that girl's head just got plopped in.
She literally, it's... And the first thing I thought of when I saw them was Too Bad from He-Man, which was... there was this two-headed guy and they
How
were
about
like,
Too Bad? You lucked fucking struck out with this one. Have another child.
Oh, Matt, you ready for a cleavage shot?
What? What? They have breasts?
Oh,
they're
my God.
They're normal girls.
Well, barely.
That is them in a bikini.
I know why.
Actually, when you think about it, I wonder how like screwed up their like hormones might be.
They got some big tits. Yeah. Shit, I'd play with those. Fuck it.
But one could be like twice the size of the other one because literally like one breast is for what the one girl's body would have been, and vice versa.
Well, that's kind of cool though because you have like a choice. Like, you know what I mean?
Which,
like,
which
it's
one
like going on a date
with
two different girls.
No,
you know?
Really.
Like,
honestly, when you think about it, there was kind of a debate where they were going to consider them one or two people, but they do have...
And they got like a MySpace shot.
Yeah,
almost.
Let me see.
They look like porn like stars.
Like the kind of overhead, kind of artsy, like MySpace
ridiculous.
Shot.
Oh my God.
Well, they're making the most out of life, I must say.
Yeah, you know, they're doing better than me probably. I don't
know. But,
I can't believe the invasion of their privacy. I mean, their like family photos are just like on the web. Like,
they probably put them there.
Oh yeah. Probably. Well, I mean, once they post them on their MySpace, people are probably gonna, you know, like
look at these freaks.
You know, like just
spread
with
strangely attractive bodies. Body.
Well, they have a normal one body.
But
it's just
weird.
Two heads.
If I had two heads, would you be like, "Well, he's kind of normal"? You'd be like, "Oh my god,
no,
fucking
you're not.
Bald guy has two heads."
But they do have like an extra like quarter of organs, like not like everything. Like they have like one digestive system, but then they have like kind of like part of like an extra stomach, or it's very weird. And they both have different. What are they? Lauren's shaking her head in approval.
No, this is the kid who was on the Nevermind cover. For Nirvana.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's all grown up, right?
Oh, yeah.
How old is he now? Yeah, that was 91.
He's like, yeah, it's got
like,
bigger.
Got to be 15, 16, something like that.
Yeah, that's what he said, right? It's
yeah,
bald
now.
He got bigger. I hope so. He's not Irish, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't see Weird Al taking his out.
Wow.
His parents are dead. you know how weird it would be? Like, what's it like when they have to shit? Like, it's kind of awkward, right?
Well, it's still half of one's body, half the other one's body. It's just one of them feels like they have to shit and the other doesn't. So you basically just have to deal with it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like every time I had to shit, you were standing in the room, like, watching.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a little weird.
But think about just the fact that you're sharing a body. You don't have a choice. They've been doing that since they were little.
Yeah,
they never thought of
just
it.
Just like involuntary, like breathing.
Oh, they have a MySpace.
Yes, I want to friend them.
Oh, add them.
Oh,
friend
them.
And they do. And they
friend
do.
Friend those motherfucking freaks.
I saw the MySpace about a year ago when I first saw the article or the video. And
they have one picture.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, this might be fake, actually. I don't
know. Oh, well, there was one of them. It's like had like a red background or something on the main page.
Done your research, huh, Matt?
Yeah.
Are you their caretaker?
I might be. But, they were talking about, like,
yeah,
driving
somebody commented on this picture of them at, like, some kind of dance.
Uh-huh.
Said, Abby's pretty, but Britt looks like she does a lot of crack.
Wow. That's pretty mean.
No, I'm kidding. You're both beautiful.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Speaking of crack, we have a phone call. Hello?
I need to talk to Steve, man.
Okay. I thought it was Vaughn. Never mind.
Okay.
Go ahead, Steve. Yeah, you got a call.
Yeah, what's up?
Steve.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, yo, it's Steve from the house. I'm selling property in front of my door that you slept in front of last weekend.
You're doing what?
I'm selling property in front of my door. That's where you slept last weekend.
What? I want my hat back, dude.
No, you're not going to pay it back. It's $15 a night from now on.
Oh, shit.
And,
who is this?
I still didn't get my Vaseline.
This is one of my friend Dan at work.
Okay.
He lives with some dudes because they're gay. And this is one of his gay friends. So, yeah, how's that Navy life, dude?
I'm in the Army. I'm not gay.
My bad, dude. I don't know.
Whoops.
I forgot. Yeah, so what's going on at the house tonight?
Nothing.
Nothing? Yeah.
Speaking of your hat, you're not getting that back.
Oh, shit. So what do you think about a girl with two heads? You think that's kind of hot?
A girl with two heads?
Yeah,
one
like
body,
if I brought
heads.
Her over the house, could I go in the boom boom room with her?
Yeah, no, absolutely you could.
Oh, no. Oh, of course. Absolutely.
I'm down with that. Double the fun. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, they only have one vagina, though.
Wait, what did you say?
They only have one vagina.
Yeah, but she has two heads. I mean,
yeah. Well, there you go. So it's three dudes at one time. I mean, that's pretty awesome. I don't know why they're not doing porn,
absolutely.
Personally.
You got to wonder if they both feel it, though.
Well, now, they're only 17. Give them some time.
Steve wants to talk to you.
Oh, he does?
Let me know if
do
we're
you
talking to you,
Steve.
You
want to suck my ass?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah!
Oh, cool. It's like a frat party.
Yeah,
that's pretty much, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
So, yeah, what do you...
Damn.
What
that's desirable.
Damn. So what do you think about a bitch with two heads, man? Hello?
Tell your friends to turn the radio off.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, you got to turn the radio off, dude.
Yeah, I got to hang up on him.
Well, sorry, guys.
That's
keep listening, though.
Now, here's a hot one.
Oh, God. Of what?
Oh, let me see. Let
what,
me
the
see.
Twins again?
Oh, that's those are different.
This one, they're conjoined at the head.
Ew!
It looks like they share.
God.
It looks like a sumo wrestler.
An eye socket.
Looking in the mirror.
Is there an eye in that socket?
And, I don't know.
On top of that, just horrific looking.
Yeah. Even if they weren't.
At least in.
Now, are those the, male or female?
Can't tell. That's how bad
it has
is.
To be. Because
does it fucking matter?
At least with the double-headed monster, they're kind of cute.
Well, so.
And
well,
then we and like you know, you,
I think you're crossing lines, dude.
What?
No, like you do them for the story, cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the one
I
is,
see, I
the
see
one that. isn't bad looking. The other one's a little like the other one looks like she came
yeah,
up on the short
I,
end of the
I
stick.
Like,
yeah.
I like the possibilities here. They're both moaning at the same time. It's kind of cool. It's different.
Yeah, and you only have to do the work, you know, for one girl.
Yeah, it's I like it. I'm really like uh-huh. I like where this is going.
And they like
oh
snowboarding, I guess.
Who's that? Is that them?
That's
yeah,
them
that's
again.
Them again.
With their little snow bunny hats and jackets.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we go skiing.
Ooh, look at us.
Like, what the fuck? What
we're
the fuck?
We're just like any normal
it's just,
kid.
It's.
I don't like them.
What happened?
You don't like them.
I told you weren't ready to see it.
I was not ready.
They're like. Their heads get in the way of their expressions. Like, they're constantly bothered by the other one being right there. Could you imagine, like, trying to smile with someone's ear touching your ear, you know, like, all the time?
Trying to twirl your hair and look cute at a guy, and it's like this nasty head going, like, eating a sloppy piece of pizza. Like.
No, they're like, they got, like, in the there was, like, a TV show about them, and they show them walking around school, and, like, they're, like, you can see, like, sometimes, like, one of them wants to go one direction, and the other wants to go the other, so they kind of stop, and then they just spin around, like, like one, they got, like, one rudder going. But to coordinate that, because one literally controls the arm, the right arm and the right leg, you know, that's, I can't believe they're still alive.
Yeah, and like happy and smiling.
I guess.
Life has handed you a big piece of shit to
it
eat.
Really has.
Like, you're just still happy and smiling.
Yep.
Your friend's called back.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Phil's drunk. He wants to talk to you guys. Hold on.
Oh, this is going
to
be great.
This is going to be good.
This is great radio.
Where's he at?
I'm about fucking 15 miles away, you prick.
Where's he at?
15 miles away?
15.
It's $15. So
wow.
Next time you come around.
Wow.
Get this asshole off the phone.
Seriously.
Not a problem.
Click.
Nip that in the bud. Sorry, guys. Bum, 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 bum. Hey, we're talking about fucking two-headed bitches here, man. We don't have time for phone calls. I'm sorry.
Seriously.
So I thought about Too Bad from He-Man when I saw them and how they the two heads would constantly argue with each other and they were both weird scientists.
Nobody but me has any idea what you're
no,
talking
actually,
about.
No, actually, an enormous amount of people know what I'm talking about.
I think you're giving them a lot of credit there.
Nope. Because most of it looks like Lauren had a little wardrobe malfunction there.
Uh-oh. We got breasts.
Right. No, they're back. It's
okay. They're back.
I missed them.
They've gone back. Where they
it's time to go back.
Yeah, basically. So anyway, bottom line is you don't.
Yeah, a couple bottles in. I might do that. A
couple bottles.
And remember,
they're
only 17, so they're
you're
still kind of
yeah,
awkward.
They're still budding.
You know?
Yeah, they're in the awkward teen stage.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting.
They're freaks. Well, they're a freak.
Yes.
They're a freak. Yeah.
But do they have to buy two tickets on an airplane?
Good question.
Is the ticket just merely the space that you're taking up, or is it the luxury of having a faster travel?
Well, you tell me.
Think about fat-ass people that cover two seats.
Yeah,
but they're not taking up two seats. They're taking one.
They're taking up one. Actually, they're probably taking up significantly less than anyone because this is a small girl.
No, I think there was an issue where some fat, huge dude occupied two seats worth, and they tried to make him pay for two, and he like sued, of course, so he could buy more McDonald's.
Well, if he prevented someone else from getting on in the plane,
yeah, he should have to pay for
that. Then he should.
Uh-oh.
Hello, you're on the Aristocrats.
Hey, assholes, what's up?
Oh, God, who's this?
What do you think?
Who else would you think be calling you guys?
You sound like Vendo.
Wow.
No, I don't.
Oh, thanks for showing up, you fucking ugly piece of shit.
Go ahead and talk, Vaughn. I'm going to get a Snapple.
Hi, Vaughn.
Two things. How is Steve there? What, is he on, like, a T1 line? I thought he wasn't allowed in the house.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm here. Don't worry. Hey, how about you sleep overnight at the Starland Ballroom, and I'll come fucking meet up with you tomorrow.
Number two, where are you guys? Are you still Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is the show over?
Well, I think I did tell you assholes about this last week.
I know, we forgot. You know we don't listen to you, Vaughn.
No, we just don't care.
I was
97 taxes, I know.
I was suspecting / hoping you were dead. So, I mean, you know, for me, it was a guess.
For me, it was a guess.
So, how's Rollins? Kicking ass?
Just got out.
Oh, what? He just got out?
He just got out. 7-2, almost 11, 3 hours.
Wow.
Did he punch anybody?
No, he just stood there and talked.
Was he funny?
I could do that.
You could, but you wouldn't get paid as much as he does.
Yeah.
Or anything at all.
Yeah.
Or nothing, yeah. He's just one of those weird winos just sit on the middle of the corner in 42nd Street and yell at people.
Hey, I got thousands of Australians at my fucking palm now.
Sure you do.
At his beckoning call.
And that's about it.
And some shitheads in Highlands. What?
What?
Huh? Now Vaughn's getting in his car.
Jesus Christ.
Hang up on him.
You're an obnoxious piece of shit.
He's done.
No more callers.
Tonight, maximum call time is 30 seconds tonight. Hang up on him.
Hey, Vaughn, you know what? You might be able to make it here in time. Why don't you do 80 down the fucking highway?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not that far.
It takes like 10 minutes to get out of this place.
Yeah, I know. It's like the fucking armpit of Sayreville.
Oh, so it's Sayreville.
Yeah. It's John Bon Jovi land.
Wow.
Okay, boys. Well, if I do see you, I'll be over. If not, I'll...
No, don't come.
Vaughn, are you going to try and make it serious?
Thanks for contributing nothing, you asshole.
Nah, I hung up on him.
Hang up.
He's not going to make
He hung up on him. Derek is just dissing people left and right.
Gone.
Yeah.
I really don't know who that is, who he went to see.
Henry Rollins?
I don't know who that is.
Henry Rollins,
I think we had this conversation. I really don't know.
Henry Rollins of the Henry Rollins Band?
Of the Henry Rollins Show?
You would know him if you saw him. Bring him
all right, Steve, tell your friends to stop calling.
All right, guys, you got to relax.
His most famous song is probably Liar. Remember that song?
Yeah, his only famous song is Liar.
Because I'm a liar. You remember that? It's from like mid-90s.
Rip your heart out.
Maybe,
I'll burn your soul.
Maybe. I don't know.
White Power, that whole thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's into that.
Yeah.
I'm good for him.
Henry Hitler.
Henry Hitler.
Break, maybe? I got to pay.
Yeah.
I got to pay.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, do I? Do I? In Brooklyn.
Yeah. You can't just yell at break. I got to get ready.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Excuse me.
So break. All right. Yeah, your friends are still calling. Tell them to stop.
While we're going to break, they can fucking wait.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
You know all those things I've been saying about you all these years? About your shitty music and your shitty food? I'm sorry. Because I love all of you. You miss me, face. You think you're gonna live your life? Because you can
get your thing. Oh. But they bring you down to your most base element of humiliation. They find you out and make you suffer for your vulnerability. So you can dye your hair and paint your nails and pierce whatever you want. But you still go home lonely, wishing that someone would answer the phone when you called. Someone would tell you you're not alone. Someone to shove you. Someone to be that runaway train that's never coming back for you. But the reality of that makes you see that you're going to be waiting a long time. Forever. Until all your little Johnny Rotten records go pale. So you go staggering back out into the streets, desperate and in need of human contact. You're so desperate, you run into me, and that's when your whole world changes. Because everything I say is everything you've ever wanted to hear. So you drop all your little defenses and you drop all your fears, and you come to trust me completely in no time. Because I am the one who makes you feel strong inside yourself. I'm the one who makes you forget this shitty little rainy country you live in. I'm the one who makes you forget the fact that you'll probably never go anywhere unless you leave. I make you forget for a little while. It's like heroin, but so much better. Love. So busy feeling good, you never wonder why things are going so well. Would you like to know why?
Yeah. Henry Rollins lying to you. Vaughn can't be here today. He is.
He just sucked his dick.
Sucking Henry Rollins' dick right now.
Oh, you were really great in 1997. I remember you.
Shut up.
Just keep sucking it.
Please shut up. Whoever you are, shut up.
So, double headed twins.
Double-headed liars.
Double-headed Henry Rollins.
Oh, my God. I wish.
I wish. You imagine that? You're a liar. No, you are.
He could talk politics and sing Black Flag songs at the same time.
He could be fascist and communist at the same time.
Love it.
Both sides, you know.
Gotta love Henry Rollins. Left and right. Gotta love the Rollins.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to, but, you know.
Sure, sure. He's
do
pretty
what
cool.
You want.
He's
do
pretty
what
cool.
you want.
He's pretty cool. I guess.
He's a cool guy.
He's definitely funny on those VH1 shows where they talk about like the 80s and shit.
Mm. Yeah. He's a very smart dude.
Yeah, and he's just is very frank about the shit like he says. You know, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Pit bulls are killing people again.
Oh,
wait, one of them's
up.
Dead.
What's that?
Oh. No, whoops.
No, no. Oh, not the wrestlers.
Oh, wow. Everything has to do with wrestling?
Not
pretty much.
Not Anthony Durante.
Well, if you want to call in the show and you're sober, the phone number is 732-917-0456. There were some phone calls coming in during the break. I didn't take them because we weren't on the air.
Same people?
Sorry, guys. I don't know.
I don't know. It was a different number.
I don't know what that number was. I don't really know phone numbers.
Must point out, do not talk about wrestling, and phone calls are limited to 30 seconds.
Yeah. Only 30 seconds tonight because we're getting flooded with calls. Yeah.
Flooded.
All over this great planet of ours.
Yeah. That's it.
Waiting for the Texas guy to come.
Texas. He's a good guy.
Two pit bull terriers fatally attacked their owner.
Uh-oh.
Who had raised him since birth. Tina Marie Canterbury.
What the hell?
Canterbury.
And her tails.
Uh-huh.
42 was walking in her backyard when the 2-year-old red bone pit bull terriers attacked her,
mm-hmm.
according to Clay County Sheriff's Office, Florida, of course. One of Canterbury's sons tried to help her, but the dogs attacked him. He was not seriously injured. A family friend shot at the dogs to scare them away. A deputy shot one of the dogs. The other dog ran away, but was found 2 hours later and promptly killed.
That's great.
Dead.
We'll keep fucking niggers alive if they murder an entire family, but we'll shoot a pit bull.
Yeah.
Eat shit.
They said there was no signs of dog fighting or other abuse in the Canterbury home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't. They're basically. I mean, they are dangerous animals. That's just the way they are.
Supposedly,
they were raised.
Well,
to
yes
fight.
And no. Yes,
we
and no.
Fucked up. We raised them
true.
To fight.
True.
They are not stable animals.
But I gotta tell you, my friend Dan, the house he lives in, one of his roommates has a pit bull, and she, a nicer dog you couldn't find.
Yeah, I'm sure these dogs were nice too.
Rubbing her belly and stuff, kissing her. Like, you could get as close as you want, and they don't get, like, vicious. It's just...
Please, you don't think I got that MySpace thing with all the...
Oh, save the pit bulls?
Oh, yeah, all the little kids laying down on the pit bulls, and they're licking the babies and stuff. Yeah, but I'm sure these pit bulls were just like that.
But it's any animal. Any animal that's just not...
Any person.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If a Cocker Spaniel comes at you, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
Well,
these things
the
were these things were trained to kill. Mm-hmm. They know how
they
to
don't
kill.
Even
that's
have
all
to,
they know how
really
to kill.
They really don't even have to be trained.
No, it's just in them. Like,
yeah.
They know where
to... But you have
it's
to bring
instant.
It out of them. You have to make them want to do it. I mean, it might not take a whole lot.
But they do snap, though. I mean, you always hear about it. They say no signs of abuse.
No.
They weren't fighting them. They were probably raising them. They, you know, whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
They weren't abused. They were raised there since they were born, and or since they were puppies, at least. And, yeah, they snap. And that's just... People don't want to accept the fact that these dogs just have that in them where they snap. Mm. You know, it just happens, and you have to accept it. What is going on?
Nothing's going
on.
Oh, okay.
I'm just done looking at this phone.
Oh, you were checking out
whatever
phone.
It is. Yeah. What is that again?
Yeah, Lauren got the
T-Mobile Wing.
Yeah, the
Wing.
The Wing.
Yeah.
Mm. Doesn't look like a wing.
It's like a fake iPhone.
How much was that?
A fake
$500.
$500.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, but it's pretty awesome.
Money for a fucking phone. That's a lot of money for something that's, like, smaller than my hand.
That's like two male
that's
Johns
terrible.
For Vaughn.
Wow.
It's like 2 hours worth of work for Vaughn.
Wow.
So what do you guys think? I know Steve's a big animal puppy, bleeding heart, whatever.
Too many puppies.
Too many pit bulls.
Dead puppies
are killing Floridians.
Fun.
In the dark, in the broad daylight, and then getting shot at, and then running away, and then getting killed 2 hours later.
Matt, you seem to be kind of...
I know how dangerous animals can be.
Yeah, of course.
But I know that in most situations, domesticated animals have to be pushed to that point, which could be just like, oh, I don't know, kicking a dog. That'll be enough to set it off to want to kill
you.
Maybe
even on accident. You
yeah,
never know.
It could.
It's true.
It could be.
But, I mean, do you really want to be around an animal that is that sensitive, that is that fragile?
You have to know how to handle a dog like that. You have to be fit to own that kind of dog.
So you can't be a 42-year-old woman. You have to be.
It depends on the woman. I know women who would be more than comfortable.
Well, obviously, these two came after her, and she died. She's dead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, she couldn't handle them.
My cousin had, I guess it was, you remember that dog, Tatanka.
Buffalo.
Oh, a wrestler.
You remember
everything
that?
Has to do with wrestling.
You remember Tatanka?
Vaguely.
Okay, Tatanka was like vaguely. 95 pounds of muscle.
Wow.
Okay, this was a serious
was
dog.
Was this Justin's?
Justin's dog.
Yes.
My cousin Justin
right.
had a very nice, plain, like, mutt, and then, what was that? Like a Rottweiler Shepherd mix? It was a big, mean dog.
Yeah.
And they had complete control over it. Like, that dog could kill anyone. I would not fuck with it.
Yeah.
Okay, and my younger cousin used to, like, slap it around.
Yeah.
9 years old, slapping around this dog is bigger than her. Mm. And
I'm not saying the dogs are dumb. Obviously, they're smart.
Yeah.
But the only thing that concerns me is that they do have that thing in them. They do have that ability
instinct.
To just snap at pretty much at any point.
Danger.
I'm gonna say. Yeah, they do.
Even
have
even my dog. My dog is a Lab and a Shar-Pei mix.
Yeah.
She is strong.
Yeah.
She can knock me down, and she's like 60 pounds.
And he's 300 pounds.
It's true.
I mean, that's true. Like. You know,
I thought
we're not
four.
Talking like a lightweight here.
Huh? I thought he was like the fucking pumpkin in the Middletown Diner. I had no idea.
Could be.
The what?
The 500
the great pumpkin,
pounds.
Charlie Brown?
The greatest pumpkin.
I haven't been
pumpkin.
There in like months. it all comes down
literally.
To you have to you have to establish yourself as the alpha with a dog. If
absolutely.
You don't do that, they're going to run over you.
Yep.
So in this case, I think unless they have something wrong in their brain, they just don't look at you. Like, I don't think that, like, happens in, like, wolf packs where
the
omega attacks the alpha. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Sure it does. Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
then they get torn apart.
The first sign of weakness.
Well, exactly, but then they get torn apart, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
you know, like, there's other ones to protect it. So,
so
in
what
this
happens?
Situation,
you're the alpha. All of a sudden, like, you break your leg at work, you come home on a cast, and the dog's like, "Fuck this thing."
No, because if you've already established yourself, it's going to understand.
Doesn't matter
that.
Yeah,
I think
they become your protector.
But you know, inbreeding things like that, things like that, you know, can affect how a dog perceives things.
My,
or not, obviously,
my dog knows, you know, who's boss. She,
oh, mine
if,
too.
If I mess around with her, you know, and like I'll like wrestle around with her and stuff, she gets like strong, vicious, you know. But she, if she, she does not bite, she will open her mouth and like put it on your hand, around your hand, but she will not apply pressure ever.
No, because they're playing.
Once,
that's how they play.
But then, but I can get her mad, like angry. But once I decide, you know, it's over, she goes on her back, and that's it.
And shows you the belly.
And shows you your stomach, and that's it. She knows.
Yeah.
Lights
but
out.
Some dogs, like
some
these
dogs,
in particular, once you get them mad, even if you're playing with them and you don't know, you can't get them back from that. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. They don't show you their belly. They show you their teeth.
Exactly. I mean, like Lauren's dogs. Damn.
They're dangerous.
See, I mean, they, that teacup chihuahua fucking thing. Like,
they must be a combined weight
Lauren,
of like
10.5 kilograms. Like,
Lauren has two of the ugliest dogs I think I've seen in my life.
If you think about those stereotypical dogs that
like a Jewish mom would own.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what is the fat one?
That's a pug.
Just straight up pug?
Yeah, it's around like 35, 40-ish pounds.
Okay,
yeah, it's
but it's about the size of like...
It's about a pervert because it tried to follow me into the bathroom.
That's true. It's like the size of like a big purse.
It's not just
basically.
It's not just a pug. It is the ugliest
it's
pug
very
I've
ugly.
Ever seen in my life.
It has the tongue hanging
cataracts.
Out.
Their eyes are all gray, and it just it barks like fucking.
Yeah.
And I like pugs. I'm a fan.
It's constantly breathing
like,
heavily. It's like
it's Vaughn.
It's got a weight problem.
It's
it
Vaughn
is. That
canine
it is a little Vaughn dog.
I can't see while I'm always hungry, yelling a lot.
Wow. And then she has it. Was it teacup chihuahua?
A teacup chihuahua,
which is a chihuahua, basically. With like rat skin, like this weird, like hairless rat skin, like the wrinkles and stuff, and just sits there and shakes.
Honestly, I hate
though.
It.
It is cute.
I hate it.
I
look
hate
at
it.
It and I hate it.
I kind of want to feed it to my German Shepherd. I kind of do. Uh-huh. Sorry.
Oh,
no, not really, but I'm sorry.
So okay, so
my
we want to put down pit bulls and ugly dogs.
Wow.
Basically,
put them down.
And
pit bulls Vaughn.
And
Vaughn
while we're at it.
Well, that's an ugly dog.
I don't know. I think I could. I could deal with a pit bull.
Sure. I wouldn't mind having.
Or as they call them now, a terrier mix. You go
the
to the
PC
pound.
Version.
We have some great terrier mixes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean pit bulls?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean death dogs?
Please escort him from the premises.
Death dog. Do you have any devil dogs?
You mean harbingers? Sure, no problem.
Dude, devil dogs are good.
you
need them with milk
dogs?
Though, because they make your throat dry.
Do you have any devil dogs up there, Lauren?
Wow.
No. Negative.
Now we get shit for you, fat boy.
So, yeah.
Milltown Diner?
There's Rottweilers.
White
Rottweilers
Castle?
Are...
raise the roof in White Castle. I've
wow.
been there in fucking weeks.
White Hassle?
I haven't been there in a while.
Black Shack? I haven't been there either.
Black Shack.
That's basically what it is. It's polar opposite.
You walk in there, just spray paint you black real quick.
Wow.
Man, you gotta be a nigga to eat here.
Anyway, don't appreciate the racism, Steve. I'm going to put that out there.
Whoops. Of course I do.
I said I don't.
It's going on the chat.
I'm on the chat.
Anybody in there?
Mm-hmm.
Christine.
So anyway, there's Pitbull.
Nobody in the chat, there's huh?
Nobody in the chat.
Nah, it's Christine.
I'm going to fucking eat a gun.
Chris
terrible.
And Jabba Rules.
Who?
Jabba Rules.
Okay. Jabba?
Jabba. Jabba. Whatever you want
I thought
to call
it was Jabba.
You say Jabba?
I do say Jabba.
Did
Jabba.
They say that in the movies?
No, I guess I say Jabba.
Okay.
Jabba,
I wasn't sure. I've only seen
I say Jabba the Hutt.
I like Jabba
it is Jabba.
Personally.
Once.
I like it better personally.
Jabba.
Is that Jen in the chat room?
Wow.
Whoa.
Dizam. I can't wait to send this to her.
Whoa.
No, she's Max Rebo.
So are we gonna air out?
What?
Yeah.
So wait, who's Snide Snoodles?
Are we gonna?
I hate Star Wars names. I hate them.
They're awesome. They're so
I
bad.
Hate them. They're literally,
Salacious
literally,
come.
Literally.
Salacious come.
George Lucas got like a bunch of 4-year-olds and just wrote down random things that they made up, and he placed them. On characters.
Delicious crumb.
Why don't we air out your dirty laundry over the air?
Oh, Christ.
Why not? Come on.
What? How dirty is it?
Well, the whole thing with fat tits.
Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah, what happened? We did that last,
on the last show.
Oh, you did? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
the whole
that
Star
wasn't
Wars
live,
thing.
So.
Oh, okay.
No one knows.
It wasn't live. So
well,
no one
sure
will know.
Again.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, what about the cam?
Don't worry about
the,
it.
The fan is
the helicopter
pissed.
Cam?
Yeah.
All right, we're lowering the camera in.
Derek's doing a lot of fucking clicking and pointing. I hope he's coming up with good news stories.
Nah. Yeah.
He's just looking at gay porn.
You pulling up pictures?
Mm. He's looking at gay porn. He's looking at gay porn.
I'll get his pants. I'll get his t-shirt. Pardon? Inside.
That's enough.
It's inside. I'm sorry.
Can we get them up at baby's
Illinois teens are suspended over t-shirts.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Could say
this
anything.
Happens every once in a while.
I'm curious. I got... Fucking
what did they say?
Students at Oswego High School in Oswego, Illinois, wanted to warn against teen driving, but instead they were suspended over a t-shirt. Around 50 students showed up to school Spirit Week wearing red t-shirts that read Seniors 0.08 on the front and Don't Blow It on the back,
okay.
playing off the state's legal blood limit.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, 0.08.
Yeah.
And it was 08, class of 08. Whatever.
Yeah.
They said the shirts were closer to an advertisement, I'm going to say that correctly, for beer than a plea against drunk driving.
I thought it was an advertisement.
I know. That's how I usually say it.
Wow. Does he really?
Yeah.
That's enough of that. They made students either change their shirts or flip them inside out, but two girls refused and were suspended for it.
So their intention was to discourage seniors
drinking
from driving.
Yeah. So but, it was class 0.08, don't blow it. So don't blow 0.08. In other words, don't drink and drive. But they saw it as an advertisement.
Drink just
to
that point, and don't
I don't
take
know,
it
I guess so. And so
drink
they,
to 0.08?
Yeah.
Or 0.07?
Don't blow point out. Blow 0.10.
Oh, don't blow into the breathalyzer. It means run.
Yeah.
Yeah, run. Don't blow into it. Just run.
You know
just
what?
Ask for a blood test, and when they take it to hospital, bolt.
Up until sometime in the 70s, the drinking age was 18.
It sure was.
Why did it become 21?
Gee, I wonder why. You want 18-year-olds drinking? I don't. I sure as hell don't. They're not mature enough.
Are 21-year-olds?
I think that the drinking age should be like 25.
Me
I'd
too.
Be fine
yeah.
with
well,
that.
Well, exactly.
Me
yeah,
too.
I would
exactly.
be absolutely. Yeah. And you know, when I was 21, I would have been fine with that, too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you go. That's what I mean. Like
Lauren's like, I don't think so.
18
How old
or
are
bust?
You, Lauren? You're 24.
How much would it take to get your sister drunk?
Wow.
Damn, those shorts are short.
Damn, that's a
Damn.
Short
Still
tolerance
never met
for her. Alcohol.
This
Damn.
Is like, this is like one.
Damn, that's half a pack of old duels. Damn.
Damn, that bottle was full this morning. Damn.
Wow. Oh, duels.
So yeah, terrible. This is like, what, my fourth time coming here? Still never met her.
Wow.
Really?
She is elusive.
She is Lauren, just like shrunk down, just kind of like a little
yeah.
bit, like just like a different.
Not as
she's about like
she's thinner than I.
Well,
ever
she's like two.
But she's
like two thirds
wiry.
Or three quarters
like
the size
wiry.
Of Lauren.
Not
yeah.
as chest.
But
people say.
We're not talking breasts with legs anymore. We're just
wow.
talking legs.
Legs.
Just legs.
Just legs.
Damn.
Legs up to her eyeballs.
Those are long
Basically.
Legs. Damn. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know,
damn,
those,
that's a short
those
torso.
Those retarded, gruesome fucking two-headed twins got some long legs too.
Wow.
They got some cleavage, too.
They do.
They got some big jugs.
Sporting some bombs on there. What's that all about?
Bombs!
Oh, my God.
So what do you think of these t-shirts?
I think it's creative. I think they get points for being creative and kind of like...
Trying to say, hey, take some responsibility.
Yeah.
And as
I
if
think,
that wasn't enough, they were made in response to a drunken driving crash in which five mm-hmm. teens were killed from the school.
But yet, like, teachers were allowed to wear their propaganda t-shirts in front of us
that was,
when they were striking.
Which had spelling errors on
yes.
them.
Yes. Yes, they did. What was the spelling error on those?
I don't remember.
Do you remember what it was?
I really don't know.
It was dumb. It was,
it was something stupid and mm-hmm. nitpicky, but there was a spelling
there
error.
There shouldn't be.
On the, I guess they're union t-shirts.
Yeah.
And
like,
have,
your and your apostrophe
are. Is it one of those things?
It's probably
know.
Something along those lines.
I honestly don't remember what it was, but it definitely was there and someone pointed
yeah.
it out.
I also do remember that was the best fucking time in school I ever had.
Oh, yeah. The beginning of the year was chaos?
Yeah, all the scabs teaching us?
Yes. Yeah, I know we talked about this
scabs.
Last, like, a month ago, but It's just great. Like, you look out the window, and it's all these fucking teachers, like, picketing.
Yeah. Oh,
and
they were
just inside playing games and hanging out.
They are vicious.
What were you guys sophomores when that?
Fresh seniors.
No. It was our senior year. Because I was a freshman.
We were freshly seniors.
Oh, wait.
No, I was a freshman.
No, we were.
You must
we were
have been.
Seniors. I drove to school. I remember driving
juniors.
To school.
Juniors? Steve was driving. No, we were seniors. Steve was driving then. Yep.
Was it 98 into 99?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. 98 to 99.
I remember pulling up, and I'm like, what the hell is
this?
It
was like all in the news and shit. It was a huge deal, and they got what they wanted, apparently. So, you know what? A tenured teacher makes pretty damn good money. Mm-hmm. They have no
Middletown teachers around our area. I mean, I think the average salary is like 65 grand a year.
If you have a master's, you're not making less than like 60 to 70,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's pretty good, considering most of them are women, and usually that means their husband works too.
Yeah.
So we're looking at like, you know, a six-figure income
off.
Probably somewhere.
Yeah.
We're looking at you work.
And they like to get peed on.
Not. Wow. Oh, my God.
And they do.
Anyway.
And you also support white power, apparently, too. In that
what?
Sense.
What?
That's very inside, but.
Oh, the yellow discipline?
No, no, no. But the same guy, but.
Yes.
You know.
Anyway.
Or teacher.
The same.
Teacher. Wow.
Yeah. The whole strike thing was because of what one person who really pushed.
Oh,
it?
Diane K. Swaim.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Let's see if we can dump out of that. Nope.
Whoops.
Come yeah. on. Anybody well, honestly, it's public knowledge.
Pretty much.
If like anybody listens to this knows about the strike that happened.
If
in
you look up Middletown, New Jersey,
you
in 1998,
know,
you'll know.
She's the head of the teachers union. I mean, she's a public figure. So.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Full figure. Public full figure. Because right. She's got some dumpage.
Okay.
She's got some fucking fat in the butt.
All right.
That's all right.
Derek's checking his phone. I guess he wants to go home.
Wow.
Nah, I'm getting.
He's getting a call from.
Gonna communicate. I'm getting a call from fucking
Chris,
the Board of Education,
the NEA,
Diane K. Swaim.
All right, that's enough.
maybe I should take that glass.
No, no, maybe. Please give me more.
Yeah,
truth serum, I think we call it.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah, so these kids, truth. Whatever. All right, someone died.
Tooth.
And I will be driving tonight.
Thank God. Just do me a favor, drive really fast.
Yeah.
I want you to get home.
And when I stop, I'm going to put Aristocrat stickers up everywhere I can.
Everyone.
Yeah, yes. All the places where they took them down for him. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I keep putting up more.
He's replacing
worry.
Them.
They take down don't the one worry. In Red Bank? Or?
The one was
the one in
down.
Shrewsbury, and I put it back up. And as far as I know, it's still there.
Yeah, right.
Screw you.
Yeah. There's several in Red Bank.
He put like marker
around.
There's
a couple
around
in
it
Eatontown.
So he knows exactly where to put it back.
There's like two in Middletown. Mm-hmm. I know where to put mm-hmm. them.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
They put them. He puts them in their place. So anyway.
I don't know.
What
the hell is this? Reverend accused of stealing couples' gift cards.
Yeah, I saw that on a news ticker. That's ridiculous.
A woman who advertised herself as a reverend on Craigslist. Yeah, that's good.
Awesome.
Was arrested after police say she performed a marriage ceremony for a couple and then stole gift cards meant for the bride and groom.
Oh, my God.
The wedding itself went off without a hitch. It was beautiful, said the newlyweds. Him and his wife had plans for their home in their backyard wedding, blah, blah, blah. From the fold-down stove to the old outdated cabinets and blah, blah, blah. And I guess this lady just went through and took the gift cards.
Cool.
Awesome. Her name is Shermia Silveria.
What?
And she's a fat pig.
A.K.A. Whoa. Diane K. Swaim.
Oh.
That's going to be the name of the show. That's it.
Like address numbers.
Yeah. Phone numbers. Social security numbers.
And her faggot son, Alex.
What? All right, dude. Come on.
This is exactly what Vaughn was doing last
week. Yeah.
Exactly. He was just dropping names. He was saying whatever he wanted to say. It didn't matter.
That's my gig, dude. He
but
knows that.
He wouldn't stop talking, though. As we were talking, he would just be like, you're a teacher.
He's a fat, big-headed, bearded, ugly, communist pig piece of shit.
That's pretty much it, yeah. So what else happened?
Henry Rollins.
I don't know. I'm just going to close that one.
He could be. All
right. I'm sorry.
He could be blonde.
I'm sorry.
Someone sued down.
I'm sorry. For what?
Woman, I don't know. Woman turns in bag stuff with $65,000.
That's not interesting.
I got a story about Dell.
Oh yeah.
There you
go. Just dealt with them.
This better be. This,
you
dealt. You dealt with them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
wanted to buy a new computer. It's been about 4 years.
Nerd.
So I figure the new computer time.
Computer is getting old.
Basically, I just need something faster, you know, more drive space for, you know, editing videos and stuff like that.
All those pictures of women in porn.
It's true.
Your Hot or Not collection.
Aren't you taking his old computer?
Yeah, actually I am.
Oh.
Not he's that one, a different one.
He's taking my older one.
No longer going to be a speed bump on the information.
Yes.
Nah, he's pretty much what will still be.
I'm joining the year 2007.
Well,
2000.
Year 2000. That's what this computer's from. So. He's getting a Pentium 3 550.
I'm getting a computer that was obsolete 5 years ago.
Basically obsolete about 6 years ago.
Shit. But I'll have a high-speed connection.
You will. No, it still runs very well. It's,
I don't need a lot.
No. This would be, I wouldn't say perfect, but, you know, it's enough. It'll get you, you know.
It's satisfactory for what I desire.
It'll hold you over till dinner.
Now,
so
Matt, you taking all the stuff off, or you just giving it to him?
What stuff?
I don't want gay porn, and I don't want any
actually,
bestiality
this
shit.
You're
going to leave it in your collection, which I'm sure you have.
This computer was basically riddled with spyware at one point because my mother and my sister use it.
Oh, no.
Even with the, is it McAfee or
pretty
is it
drunk
McPhee?
Right now.
Yeah, I call McAfee.
I say McAfee.
McAfee. I like McAfee.
McAfee.
Personally.
Fine. Right.
I'll
McAfee.
Go
with
we'll
that.
Go with McAfee.
I agree
right.
with McAfee.
Yeah. McAfee. Even with all of that,
it was
still riddled with spyware, and it got to the point where one day it just shut off, and it came back on and said it couldn't find a certain file. So I was like, oh. So I spent like 6 or 8 hours one night. Ow. Derek is convulsing from his fart.
From his anal fissure.
Pretty much.
I just sprayed blood all over the seat.
Good, good.
Fatal.
So I wiped the computer. You know, I put, you know, Windows back on and everything. And everything seems to be working, so it'll be in perfect order
sure
to give to Steven. It has basically nothing on it right now. It has, like, some songs and, like, I don't know, maybe, like, The Sims or something like that. It's pretty much, it's, you know.
I can't wait to fill it with Bang Bros.
Basically. You can fill it with about 60 gigs worth of Bang Bros if you want.
Yes! Is that a lot?
Yes, it means nothing to me.
What is a gig? I don't even. How much is that? What's worth a gig? I mean, come on.
1,000 megs.
No, I know that, but I mean, like.
1,000 megs.
How many videos
what's
or songs?
A
like, what is a that gig,
trans- a gig
what does that
can
translate
you,
to?
A gig can get you a decent quality DVD rip of a movie. One movie okay. for okay. a gig,
okay.
about.
Okay.
All right. Okay. In
the
any
DVD
event,
itself is 4 gigs.
Yeah. But if, you know, if you rip it to a different format.
Which
you know,
you're not going to be doing. Yeah.
Whoa. Slow down.
Slow down.
Slow the fuck down.
Yeah, because he is the speed bump.
Wait, DVD?
What does
you
that
mean
stand
I can't
for?
Play my VHSs in this thing?
Digital video beta. Digital?
Now it's called digital versatile disc.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Really?
It's not called digital video because that's not what you use it for anymore.
Oh, we got to do our photos tonight.
Okay.
And Vaughn is not here.
Good.
Photos.
We could take a picture of the dog.
We should.
And put Vaughn's head on it.
Wow.
That would be hilarious.
Wow. How about just the dog? Anyway, the Dell story was I wanted to order a computer. I applied for Dell credit because they were offering no interest for 12 months. I was like, cool. I'll be able to pay that off in no time. Put together a computer. It was like $1,400. It's like, all right, I'm ready to go. I go to use the Dell preferred account, and it gives me an error. It says, we're sorry, but this feature is currently not available.
You're poor.
Well, no. But
No, he's not poor.
So I'm like, all right, maybe it needs a little while, you know, to kick in or whatever. So I waited till the next day, and it basically gave me the same error message, just it was worded differently. But it said right on top of the screen, you were approved for a $4,000 credit line from Dell. And I was like, well, it says it right
there.
That's
a lot.
Yeah.
But then when I, you know, go to pay with that account,
you can't do it.
Tells me I can't do it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to wait one more day. And I go, and it gives me the same, or, well, it was just another error. It just said they were routine maintenance or whatever, which is bullshit because it was completely not. So eventually, I was like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to call them. I didn't want to call them because I know what goes on when you call to order a computer from Dell. They talk you into buying all this other crap. Sometimes they even talk you down from what you're buying.
It's the Jamaican.
Oh, you don't need.
It's the Jamaican.
No, this is some woman from Tennessee. She sounded a little older, like maybe about 50-ish. And she was very friendly, very small talk. I was IMing Derek as I was ordering it, saying like, oh God, like she just asked me all these questions, like, oh, what are you gonna be using this computer for, you know, and like, you know, blah blah blah.
You be downloading porn?
God, yeah, basically. Yeah.
You been looking at them freak damn double headed twins, man?
You been going on them skin sets?
So.
That's Jessup loves them skin sets.
Yo, sodomy's illegal down here in Tennessee.
Wow.
But you know, we got lots of tea. We drink tea and lemonade for the white folks.
Tennessee tea.
We put the niggers to work.
Whoa.
Come on, let's.
There's Webmonster Mike's world can be on PC for a little while. Well, he said his life's a little too PC lately.
Yeah,
so
you know,
he
works for
the
that
show again.
Company, you know. He does. Fuck them.
Wow.
All right, that's right. Jesus Christ.
So,
oh, you know, he's living on fucking Wilson Avenue.
I didn't say anything. I said he's working for that company. That doesn't mean anything.
So anyway.
He lives in another state.
All right.
As I'm going through, you know, she's just like recommending all this, you know, different stuff. I'm like, no. I know exactly what I need. You know, I've been working with computers for like, I don't know, like 12 years now. It's been like 1995 is when I had my first computer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I'm going through, she's like, oh, I don't see any antivirus software on here. And I'm just like, trust me, I got to take care of it. Don't worry. I'm like, I got Comcast. You get it free. She's like, well, they'll only prevent viruses. They won't take them off. I go, no, believe me.
I wear condoms. Don't worry.
I got my own system. Don't worry. And then, like, she started getting, like, in depth in conversation with me about, like, you know, what I'm doing. And I eventually basically told her that, like, I'll be editing, like, videos for, like, wrestling and, like, video games and stuff. Like, it got to that
Jerry Lawler?
Point. Yeah, basically, yeah. It got to that point, you know, and and then, at the end, I was just, she just kept on, like, talking to me about, like, oh, you know, all the information with the Dell credit and, like, you know, oh, you know, if you don't pay it off, you know, by the end of 12 months, all the interest will kick in, you know, and I'm like, I understand. I'm like, I'll have it paid off in no time. Like, I was like, I just finished paying for a car, a new car. I'm done. She's like, well, you're very efficient, aren't you? It's like, yeah. All right. Give me my computer.
You mean the Texas Tornado?
Give me my computer. That was basically, yeah, wow. The Tennessee Tornado. So anyway, I finally, you know, I get my, everything with me for some reason has a hitch to it.
Uh-oh.
Not like that wedding that went on without a hitch.
She's like, the one that I ruined?
Oh, which you're one? White?
Whoa, we can't sell you this computer. Anyway, so when she's like, all right, I have to transfer you to this like last little part where it's like an automated message and it tells you like a
hangs
bunch
up
of crap.
On you.
It, no. I sat there for a few minutes and then all of a sudden she's like, are you there? And I'm like, yeah.
Is this Sandy
like,
Squirrel from SpongeBob? Is that who you're talking to?
And I'm like, I just got the confirmation email for the order. She's like, oh, well, that's great. I'm very glad you got it. If you need any more help, you can email me. And she gives me, like, the email address and everything. I'm like, okay.
That's my private email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's like, all right, I'm going to try to patch it through one more time. Might be the phone that you're using. We're going to give one more shot. I'm like, all right. So I hear it's, like, it clicks. Some music comes on. Then all of a sudden I hear, like, I just hear, like, ruffling. Then all of a sudden I hear, are you there? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, I this usually doesn't happen. I'm like, what the fuck? I just want my computer. Come on. She's like, well, you basically got the idea, right? You know, you know everything. I'm like, yeah. Like, I'm going to try one more time. It went through right there. I'm like, God, I'm like, what the hell? I had to wait 3 days to get this computer because I thought maybe it was just a problem with them. But it wasn't. I asked her. She said they like to have voice confirmation. So you basically have to order the first time you use Dell credit through them on the phone. Doesn't say that anywhere.
No, nope. I didn't. I used Dell credit.
And that's how you trick. That's down. How they trick you.
Well,
they just make shit up. Just every time you call Comcast, the internet's down. Oh, we're having outages in your area.
Outages.
I didn't tell you where I lived yet. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm assuming
you live in.
There's scheduled outages all the time.
Yeah, scheduled outages every night at 8:30.
Basically,
until
all the night. Everyone I know with Comcast has been saying they have right. Their internet goes out on a regular basis. Webmonster Mike, my other webmaster for my website, every single night. It's like right after midnight, kicks them off every single time. For me, sometimes it's like up to 36 hours, and I never had a problem with them. It just started happening like maybe this year.
I'm seriously considering just getting Verizon.
Wow.
Yeah. Because at least it'll be on.
Verizon.
Like I have hours of downtime and it, every day.
Saying like, I think I'm just going to get Verizon's. Like, I think I'm just going to like go get AIDS.
Might as
well. Whoa. Hey. Are you serious?
Yeah.
They're that bad?
Ryzen sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does, but you know what?
But the new Fios is probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah, but I don't know that.
But it's not available yet.
Yeah. A lot of nerd talk. My head's going to blow up.
Whoa, lots of nerdage. Boja.
Too much nerdage for my fucking brain to handle.
But, I mean, I need something that's going to be on.
But the thing is, the cable is usually pretty reliable. I mean, sometimes I've been logged into AIM for like 37 days.
At the apartment where we used to do the show?
Being off, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
it went off once.
Yeah.
That's it.
But this
year. And I called them up and they fixed it.
Yeah. This year has been terrible. Yeah. Absolutely terrible. Like, literally, like, I'll get up, it'll be off. I'll just go. Sometimes it's just AIM is just signed off and I click it and the sign's right on.
Yeah.
Because it's still got a connection, just didn't automatically sign back on. But I click it. Dun. I'm like, great. Go take a shower. Come back. Dun. Yeah. I'm like, all right. Go to work. Come back home. Click it. Dun.
Do they have like an insurgence of fucking like people signing up or something?
I don't know.
It's been going on for a while.
The longest time it was out, I was just about ready to call him and be like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm going
to
call
him. It was over 30 hours that it was out straight.
This
like,
ain't supposed to happen.
I'm like, that's a lot for like, you know.
Anything.
For anything to not
especially
be available.
Especially for paying fucking $50 a month for it.
Seriously.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Seriously. This was happening every other day.
This
it would be
every,
on for
every
a day,
day
off
I'm
for
out.
A day.
Every
on for a day,
out.
Off for a day
that's
for a week
ridiculous.
Straight.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
So now they pay us back because now we have 3 times the upload rate. Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
That we can't use because it's never on.
I know.
Oh. Anyway. Bloody freaking seriously, I got to call them up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping if I threaten to go to Verizon, they'll do something.
They might.
But there's really nothing they could do. And we even went through and we changed like our whole, like all the splitters and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Changed everything.
New modem. Did you go like? Did
they,
you do
they've
that?
Done that before. They gave us a new modem. Yeah. Nothing.
I've been thinking about getting a new one anyway. But
motherboard,
Mobo.
Fuck you, Mobo.
Anyway,
but yeah, it's bad. It is really bad.
It's not, but it's not that it's bad. That's the thing. Like
when
it's
it
works,
on, it's fine.
Great,
but
can't
it just shuts
it.
Off randomly.
Yeah,
and that is enraging to a point where I'm like. I'll take
enraging.
It is.
No, it is. Like I'll be in the middle of like, and it always happens like in the middle of a serious conversation I'll be having with somebody.
It's like, are you there?
And then I'm like, oh fuck, now I have to call this person.
Porn.
Yeah.
Porn.
I'm like, yeah.
Porn.
But I'll just be like typing, and then all of a sudden I see the send thing grays out, and I'm just like, I'm like, all right, I give it a couple seconds, and sometimes it'll like shut off, and then it'll come back on, and then it doesn't, and then I know that I'm going to be without internet for at least a day. It blows.
It is enraging.
It's unacceptable.
You're paying $50 a month for something. It should fucking work.
Yeah.
At least 90% of the time.
At least 99% of the time.
I'll say 90.
All right.
If 10% of the time, it's, you know, whatever.
10% of the time, though, is 2.5
that,
hours
you know,
a day.
That is a lot, yeah.
2.5 hours out of the day.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. I will go with the 99. Oh, no. Mr. President.
Steve is drunk.
I got two mics. I'm that two-headed fucking monster.
Wow, they
looking
would need
at before.
That.
Steve is fucking drunk.
I'm getting there. I'm pretty much there.
Wow.
And I can't wait to drive home.
Ooh, yeah.
You hear that?
You hear that?
What's you hear that, cops? You hear that? I dare you to pull me over.
You hear that, Johnny Law?
If I get pulled over, either I'm running away or I'm shooting a cop. One or the other.
What happened?
Yeah.
That Bacardi's gone.
What? You that's see about, that Jonathan usually, Law? You see this empty bottle? I dare you.
He usually
to throw
gets
me in
down
jail.
To about the last fifth of the bottle.
Well, that's actually a bigger bottle than I've been buying
really?
Lately.
Yeah.
That's a good
he graduated.
Bottle.
He graduated to the court. How much isn't that?
I don't know. 16 ounces? 375
It's
ml.
Enough
yeah.
to get you know, a sane man drunk.
Pretty much.
Bottom line. And that's the bottom line. Stone Cold said
that. So glad Steve's back on the show.
And that's the bomb line.
Are you really? Or is that just sarcasm?
I don't know.
Darkasm.
Okay.
Why does Helen Keller only masturbate with one hand?
Oh my god, he's telling jokes.
Because she has to moan with the other.
Yep.
That bombed.
Because even if you didn't
what
hear
were you
that,
expecting?
You knew the answer.
It's funny, though.
I guess.
You picture going like, nyeh, 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 and figuring yourself, and then go, nyeh, 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 like moaning with the other hand like this.
Nope.
No? It's funny.
Now it's funny that you completely like destroyed the joke in general.
Oversized hat. It's funny.
It is.
All right. Can we get some news?
Are you sure you don't have any more Helen Keller jokes?
I have no more.
Can
I have
we,
more.
Can we get
but
some
I
more fan on the microphone?
I know.
Oh my God. It feels so good though.
Every like 5 seconds.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's close to a blowjob on air.
Kind of.
Like, do you know why her dog ran away?
You would too if your name was. Yeah. I thought it jumped off a cliff. I thought that was the joke.
Whatever.
I like that one better.
What
it's a little
kind
more
of dog
extreme.
Jumps off a cliff?
I'm not going to say anything.
a dick dog?
No.
Steve is fucking drunk.
He's not.
A Tallahassee man with a sword was arrested after threatening a preacher at church.
Oh, my God.
Only in Florida, kids.
Was
Only
it the berserker?
Hush. William Broswell, 35, was arrested at the church on charges of aggravated assault, armed burglary, battery, and criminal mischief. My favorite.
Mm. I like battery, mischief. Though.
Battery's pretty good.
I like battery.
Yeah.
Good song.
I always think of a
good
battery.
Song.
Like throwing
throwing a battery at someone, yeah. Hurting them. Yeah. Car battery
Metallica.
Or something. Or one of those, like, one of those big
throw
Duracells.
Batteries at Santa Claus. Those fucking Philly fans.
Yes.
Bunch of animals in Philadelphia.
This is a story you should look up. I saw it on a news ticker.
Of course, that girl news ticker.
Well, hey, News 12 New Jersey.
The Marquee.
Baby. Apparently, a boy in Florida, I'm guessing. Florida, that's where it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
He beat and stabbed his brother for eating dessert.
Nice.
Like, that was what I was like.
Was it Vaughn?
What? Like,
you mean a,
come again, please? Like, what the fuck for eating dessert? That's all it said. And I haven't heard anything.
You mean a mailman in New Jersey in his mid 20s?
Mid, like late 20s and fat, like over 300 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
I like how Steve, like, requests the news story. And when I read it, he goes, you know, I read something the other day. Had nothing to do with this.
Well, because I want
to. Why don't you just keep those nuggets in the back of your mind and bring them up instead of asking me to read a story?
Hey, what's
so that you can promptly ignore it.
Hey, what's better, a kid stabbing his brother over dessert or that?
Or a man with a sword in church?
Nice.
Well, it's not that.
I think they're pretty equal.
All right, go back.
Okay.
Man,
yeah,
with, a, man with a sword. Berserker. What's his real
name?
I
didn't think it was anything to work.
William Broswell.
Oh, I was talking about the berserker.
Oh, the berserker. I don't know.
Anyway, continue.
Guess, yeah.
So what'd he do?
I don't know.
He brought a sword to church? Is that it? Or he threatened the priest?
He came to church... turn in his timesheet.
Okay.
So he works there.
I guess so.
So he's getting the big bucks.
To his employer, who was at the church at the time.
He's getting that tax exempt.
After
status.
An argument over money, Broswell hit and threatened to kill the victim with a sword. Church members were able to disarm him before deputies arrived.
Excellent.
You know, LTIC, last time I checked, a priest wasn't exactly the kind of guy you had to threaten with a sword to beat up.
It's true.
Well, let's see how classy this guy is. While in custody of the deputies, Broswell kicked out the rear window of the patrol car.
Nice.
Love that move.
I love,
love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Just happened recently in Middletown.
Attempted to bite a deputy and refused to cooperate with the correctional officers.
Are you sure this wasn't a pit bull?
One or two.
This attack is clearly over money and has no religious motivation.
It's clearly overmodulated.
Kicking out the rear window is a classy fucking move.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get arrested for a fucking parking ticket. Mm-hmm. I'm kicking out that goddamn window.
Hey, might as well go for the second fucking degree misdemeanor.
And you know, like, the cop's, like, looking, like, you see him go on his back, mm-hmm. and his foot's up, and you're just like, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you bash his knees with a fucking nightstick.
Well, you can't go back there because I got the partition.
It's true.
No, I'm saying you pull him out of the car and hit him in the knees.
Mm.
Yeah.
I got bad knees.
When Steve number two, he had a job working at a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say. And, you know, of course, the police obviously have to be summoned because people get disorderly. You know, AIDS and all that kind
of
stuff makes people crazy. And there was a guy there who was come down off of heroin.
Nice.
And he was screaming and yelling. The cop bashed him in the leg with the nightstick.
He was a hooting and a hollering.
Yeah, it was actually somebody we know from childhood.
Really? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell me.
Should I drop his name? Why not?
No.
I've been dropping names all night.
No, stop it.
Okay. But, you know. I just think that's funny. It's like, hey, solution to this problem? Bam! Blunt force trauma to your legs.
Boom!
Like, that makes me want to be a cop, honestly. Like, civil service, here I come.
Boom.
Steve should just have his own show.
That's it.
I really should. Turn off the mics. Just me. Right.
Okay.
No, don't. That would be awkward and weird.
Spoken word.
Be like, Vaughn World Order, except it's me.
Nice.
Steve World Order.
Oh, yeah. Want me to suck your ass? Yeah.
Aw, oh, that was short-lived.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
That's all right.
So,
White Castle, huh?
Thorin, huh?
Yeah, really. We got 10 minutes. What do you want to do?
Really? It's almost midnight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to White Castle, right?
Sure.
I really want a milkshake.
They're finally suing people for downloading music.
What?
RIAA jury finds Minnesota woman liable for piracy and awards $222,000.
You'll be grabbing your ankles.
Jammy Thomas.
Jammy?
In Duluth, Minnesota. A single mother of two was found liable Thursday for copyright infringement in the nation's first file-sharing case to go before a jury. 12 angry men. Here said the Minnesota woman must pay $9,250 for each of 24 shared songs that were the subject of the lawsuit.
So was she sharing them for others to download? Because I usually hear more often people get in trouble for sharing them rather than downloading them.
Yeah.
I think you can identify the sharing.
Pretty much it's gay no matter what.
Yeah, it really is.
It's pretty Jewish.
We got a phone
Not
call.
Gonna lie. Okay. Uh-oh.
What's going on?
I don't know who this is.
And I'm back.
Oh, on another line.
What's up, guys?
Wow.
Is this Vaughn?
Yeah.
Yes, it's me again. What's up?
What the fuck?
I got to put him in the computer now. Dumb.
Nigger.
Vaughn. Number two.
What do you think about Diane K. Swaim?
How is Henry Rollins?
Rollins is outstanding.
All right, good.
Outstanding.
3 hours of him ranting. That was just fucking awesome.
Was it funny? Did he tell stories about going to the strip clubs in
USA?
Oh, where was he playing?
Different, yeah.
Was he shirtless?
No.
He was clothed.
Damn.
Yeah.
Was he pantless? Yeah. I don't know.
So what'd you call for, Vaughn, just to say hi?
Yeah. I'm back.
If only you could see the look on Lauren's face.
Boncho, 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 boncho.
She looks like she's ready to jump out of her skin right now.
What, then you're still standing there? Did she actually let you in the house?
Wow. Wow. Hey, I'm not you, you fat dyke.
Whoa. You fucking Ricky Lake looking motherfucker.
Who are you calling a fat dyke? She's sitting right next to you.
Wow.
What about you, you ugly... Dude, yo, that MySpace pic you have?
Oh.
What the fuck were you thinking? Like...
Vaughn, I know you didn't just say that about me.
Listen to me, Steve. Why is there a picture of a man's ass in your face? On your MySpace page?
He's already looked at it. Yo, I just uploaded that today at like 5 o'clock, and he's already looked at it and or masturbated.
He just looked at it right now.
Yeah. He's just like, let me look it up real quick.
And then wow. Wow, big nerd Matt. You know, automatically not letting anybody talk.
That was me, actually.
Fucking nerd.
That was
nerd,
me.
Nerd,
what
nerd.
Are you talking about?
That was me.
You're
you
a fucking nerd. That's fine.
Kike. What are you talking
Kike.
About?
Kike. White power.
Nerd.
Are you a
listen,
fat, drunk
listen
nerd?
To me, asshole.
Yes, sir.
No, that was, it was nothing. Don't worry about it.
Are you drunk? How was that?
Do you think?
What, are you different?
You? Yeah, you're drunk.
What are you, fucking different?
So, yeah. What do you need?
What is Matt a gay nerd?
Who? What are you talking about?
What?
I've not even said anything to you yet.
What the fuck is going on?
Why are you shitting all over this great show?
Yeah, the show was pretty good so far, and you fucked it up.
Let's not go that far.
You dropped it. It was good. We had some good topics. It was funny.
So what'd you call it for a
good
show?
I don't know. I haven't heard any of it, so I don't
okay,
know.
Okay, well, what were you going to contribute with your 5 minutes of fame here?
No, I just wanted to call and see what you guys are talking about.
Oh.
Well, we were talking about computers.
We were talking about the RIAA finds a woman liable for piracy.
Yes.
And gets awarded $222,000.
Awarded?
Have you, Vaughn, downloaded music illegally? I want to know that right now.
Have I? Probably in my earlier days, yes.
Hey, Lars Ulrich is listening. He's listening.
I was banned from Napster by Metallica.
Really?
Yes, I was. I saved a picture of the error message that I got.
Lars made you have been... suck his dick or get off.
You have been banned by Metallica. Do you remember that? I think I might have sent you that. No. That was back in like 99?
Yeah.
2000-ish?
But see, Vaughn downloads a lot of gay music, like
he
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. So nobody cares. Like, you can download that gay shit all you want because it's only played in bathhouses. So like,
wow, awesome.
Nice.
So nobody cares. Like, Lars doesn't care.
It's true.
He's making finger paintings and making $1 million off each.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're right. He is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were discussing that the other day, actually. Yeah, so Henry Rollins. I wish we could get him on the show. I would love to meet him and just have him on the show. Why don't you go back to Starland and see if he'll do it?
Dude, I just got out of there. The parking was ridiculous.
Oh, then forget it.
Yeah, never mind. Never mind.
Oh, well, that's just the parking was bad. We'll just forget that idea. As though it was plausible to begin with.
You mumbling retard.
As if it was plausible to begin with. Actually, I'm speaking quite articulately.
No, you're not. Vaughn, who do you think?
No,
Vaughn. Vaughn.
Yes, sir.
Who do you think's getting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Wait, who's the,
Rod Stewart or the Beatles?
Oh, Beastie Boys.
You're going for the Beastie Boys?
What?
They are inducted.
Are they really?
They really are.
They really are.
They're nominated.
Wow. Yeah,
25 years.
Eat my asshole, you fat kike.
All right, enough.
Eat my asshole, you fat kike.
Both of you, shut the fuck up.
You're sitting next to a dirty Jew who's running the show. Why are you calling me a fat kike?
He's sitting across from me, okay?
Actually, I'm sitting fucking completely 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock from him.
Okay.
What? English, what?
He has no idea what you just said.
9:30 o'clock.
What did you just say? He didn't just say that.
I'm sitting like 9:30 o'clock for him. You freaking moron.
Actually, what I just said was completely intelligent. What you just said was completely something.
You mean the something. Get the girls away from him or touch their asses.
Even the two-headed fucking mongoloid twins make more sense than you.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think about the double-headed twins, Vaughn?
I don't. What are you talking about? I mean, now you're throwing things at me.
What were their names again? Brittany and what?
Anastasia.
No.
Annapolis. Annabelle.
What?
The double-headed twins.
I have no idea.
There's these girls. They share one body, but they have like
Abby
two
and
heads.
Brittany Hensel.
Abby Abigail. And Brittany Hensel.
Abigail and Brittany Hensel.
No, I don't really care. Heads.
You had to.
You've seen them before, Vaughn.
You have.
You know who they are.
Maybe I have. I don't give two fucks right now.
Well, you would give. Two fucks.
Are you tossing one out?
Oh yeah, I'm pulling my pud. What do you think I'm
are you
doing?
At pud. Home? Are you at home right now?
I just got home. Yeah.
No, thanks for doing the show, you fucking asshole.
I just got home. I'm not gonna go and what? And I don't know. Be on the show for 2 minutes. Great.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, you've been on it for about 5 minutes. And you ruined the entire thing.
Oh, die! Drink some more. Drive
I'm
your car
gonna die.
Free.
I'm gonna tonight, actually. Red Bank Bridge. Here I come.
Wow.
Fucking Christ.
We love you.
Yeah.
So you're working till 6 tomorrow, right?
Uh-huh, I'm working late.
Okay. Well, you're driving because I'm not.
Oh, my God. I forgot you guys are hanging out tomorrow.
Kind of, but not in a gay way.
Yeah.
In the straightest way possible.
What
you
guys
are
doing?
Driving. We're going to a Starland to
like
a concert.
Bands
what are you
going to
say?
We're going to see him.
Yeah, right. That's too
no,
much.
We're going
yeah,
to
right.
See,
fuck
we're
that.
See,
I don't even know.
We're going to see Cannibal Corpse.
Oh.
Yeah. And the right, black volumeter.
Okay, Vaughn, we're gonna let you go.
All right, bye.
I'll call you tomorrow. All right.
All right, Chief. All right.
White,
goodbye,
white power. And bye. White power. Are we done yet? I really want to go to White Castle. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but to finish this stupid fucking story. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you and Vaughn together. Jesus.
What a mix, huh? Feels good.
They could have dinged her for $3.6 million in damages, or awarded as little as $18,000.
I hate that word.
What, dinged?
Damages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I hate that.
You know, it speaks of Judaism.
She was found liable for infringing songs from bands such as Journey, Green Day, AFI, Aerosmith, and others.
Oh, because they're not very rich.
None of those bands have money. None of them.
No, none of them are extremely successful.
Yeah.
Actually, probably some of the top-selling bands right there.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Aerosmith and Journey, at least probably in the top 10 or 20. Like,
of all the people that share music in this country, how did this fucking schmuck end up on the stage?
I think they pick a name like out of a hat. Seriously.
Yeah.
I really think they do. Mm-hmm. I think they like they go, they just like with a finger down the
Jamie
computer screen.
Jamie Thomas, single mother of two, just trying to get by.
Yeah.
How is she going to pay for that?
She can't.
Okay. How is a college student going to pay when they get sued for sharing music?
Didn't they sue like a fucking 12-year-old girl?
They're going to? 8-year-old.
I saw one in the Post. It was one in,
and she was the one that they stuck in the Pepsi commercial.
The fat, like, Mexican girl.
Okay, yeah.
They had that Pepsi commercial where you get a free song.
Did Pepsi pay for her?
I don't know what they did, but they had her on the commercial.
Okay.
And they, like, probably they said, did. Like, I will not pay for music, and they held up the phone or something.
So creamy. Yeah, it really is just, it's just absurd. I mean, no matter what.
She got caught on Kazaa, too.
But actually, in a sense, we're kind of, we're not really attacking the right people here, because none of those bands would see money for those songs if they sold right now.
It's the companies.
They don't care. Nine out of ten times, the musicians don't care.
But why did Metallica care so much? Why did Lars care?
Because they own their own record label, and they make money off of anything that is sold. So does Madonna. So do a lot of rappers.
No, but they're
not to defend them, but they also, his biggest issue was that they were sharing unreleased material from
Okay, that's a little different.
And he went back and kind of reneged and said, that was my big problem, was that we were working on this album, and it got leaked, and everyone was downloading it. If you remember,
they reworked
the entire album.
Fine. Well, was that St. Anger when that happened?
I think it was,
because it was like late 90s.
Was it St. Anger, or was it the one? No, the one before that.
Or it might have been like Load 2 or something. S&M
was coming out, and they had No Leaf Clover. That song came out. That was like a big deal. Because it kind of sounded decent compared to the last stuff that they made, and it was like that got leaked. I remember that.
No, but see, I got a question here. You say they own their own label.
Yeah,
Metallica does.
Yeah,
what's their label?
I don't know offhand. I don't know the name of it, but I'm
they were always
Well, up until the Black Album, they were like.
Well, I think they debuted in Asylum,
Elektra,
right?
Or something.
Elektra.
Madonna and them were on like Maverick.
Yeah. Maverick is Madonna's label.
That's her label.
Yeah, she owns that label.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So they could possibly now own the label. That's what I heard a while back, and a lot of rappers that complain about it are the ones that own like Death Row Records and stuff. Like they own
No Limit, nigga.
Yeah. They get mad because they're still making money when an album sells. The record industry, they are, in a sense, representing the industry, the ones that we complain about when they get mad. Like, if somebody, like, shares, like, a Sheryl Crow song, she's not seeing a dime for that.
No.
But her record label does.
And they're not going to see anything from the lawsuits either.
Exactly.
So
they
really
don't care. They actually are against those lawsuits, and sometimes they even will like promote and they'll release like free songs.
Mm. Yeah.
I think Radiohead just did that.
Yeah, Radiohead
they allowed you to download an entire album for free or something. Or no, you could pay what you wanted to download or something.
Well, like donation.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'll pay a dollar.
They would get more out of donations, honestly, than they would by selling the album.
The last Elvis Costello record, they had the big FBI warning, the piracy thing.
Yeah.
And he had a big thing underneath it, basically saying that it wasn't his choice to have that put on his album.
Derek's kind of got an Elvis Costello look going on tonight.
Oh, really? You like it?
I can't say that I like again.
It. I'll never pirate music again.
Radio.
Oh, that was a torturous 2 hours, and that's the end of it?
Well, you know, you didn't have to show up today.
No, it felt good, believe
it
or not.
One last note that I would like to make.
Wow, we're on the same wavelength. Let's make out.
Would you like to buy your gasoline super or Craigular unleaded?
Love it.
I like Craigular. I like a guy named Craig who names his own gas after himself.
Craig. Love Craig's former mobile.
Craigular unleaded.
Love
fucking real. It's real.
In quotes.
I love how mobile made him take out the red A in his name, too.
Yeah.
New Monmouth Road and Highway 35, Middletown, New Jersey.
Craigular. If you want to get gas, Craigular style.
Yeah. It was Craig's, and it was written in like a mobile font.
Yep.
And the A was red and the letters were blue.
Yep.
And then they put a stop to that.
Mm-hmm. Craigular.
You better fucking paint that blue, motherfucker. That is our fucking logo.
Paint it black.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Craigular.
Thank you.